this show is going to make no sense to like 95% of the people.
Are we still doing a radio show?
Lunatic Radio.
See you guys later.
No.
What's up? Kieran McCann, LunaticRadio.com show.
And Rocket.
And we've been had, ladies and gentlemen.
We have totally been
had. I knew they had something, you know, up their sleeves. But hey, what's up? It's Cousin Rob here. I'm going to do the show so you guys can... fudge pack or whatever you had in store. Let me see if I can get the, yeah, here we go. There's the CD.
I probably should have listened a little harder when they were explaining everything,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, we've got Cousin Rob and Pamby in the studio right now. And,
what's up?
Rocket and Kieran have stepped out indefinitely, I hope.
They better not have.
Yeah.
They did.
So on today's show... fuck you guys.
We
you know
got
what?
We got
fuck
a whole you. Bunch of things going on, though.
That's right.
I'm looking to see if anything's lighting up that I'm supposed to touch.
No.
Don't touch anything. No, don't leave dead air no matter what you do. I know that much. Don't keep looking. They're giving you the air. Use it.
So on today's show, we got... who we got today? Violet Blue.
Yeah, we got a call coming in, hopefully.
Adult film star Violet Blue. But unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take her call because we don't know how to use the fucking laptop. what else? We got some drunk calls. Drunk calls from me, and me.
We love the drunk calls. Everybody yeah. does.
You're
we
right, you're
love them.
The-
not everybody does, actually.
Not everybody
I'm not going to lie.
That's, yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
See, now here you go, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting two listeners' perspective right here.
We got a little behind the scenes.
Yes. For
getting
those of you...
We know where they live now.
Yes.
We're in the house.
Exactly.
There's no lying about that.
Kieran never looked up arson in the dictionary. Where the hell did they go? They really just hightailed it out of here. But anyway... yes,
I
like Dorn and Drew. Thank you very much, John. Thanks. Really appreciate it. Anyone that just missed that or didn't catch it on the webcam, they went, hey, let's go. And they really just hightailed it out of here.
They ran from
so,
us.
You know what we can do
I'm
is...
I'm starting to think they hate me, Rob.
I don't think so.
No.
You know what? I've always just went.
Let me press see some more can... buttons.
Yeah, hold on here.
Let me see what I can do over here.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to take this big chair over here. It's no bigger. Don't take those headphones off. Everyone's going to be very disappointed. So what should I look at over here? I got something to do. If somebody wants to call in, I could probably figure out how to do it if I saw something coming at me.
Right.
If something's coming at you, you have to figure out what something to do with it.
Right.
Okay.
You want to take the head over here?
The head? You...
The head mic.
No way. You're working the head just fine.
Let me see what he has here.
I'm looking over here, too. Everybody just hold on.
This is Lunatic Radio.
Oh, we did you already. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take apart this show. I'm going to show you all.
We're going to show you how easy it is. Because
yes.
What are we, 4 minutes in?
Yeah, 5 minutes right now.
Okay.
Look at that.
Okay, now all the clocks are the same.
And
this
so far, all is well.
It's cool.
Yes, John, please tell us what we need to do. Tell us how to have a radio show, please.
Oh, Hobbs is here. I love Hobbs. Oh, everybody, okay, look at all my friends. It's so hard not being in the chat room. I'm very used to chatting in the chat room. This is definitely a different side of it.
Yes. I'm not a born leader, I will tell you right now. I'm not a born leader. But I know how to operate a mixing board here. You know, I never liked the music that Kieran picked for the show.
I know, I wish I brought my iPod in. I left it in the car. Hey,
I remember this one. Okay, you guys, come on, I think they're getting bored now. I'm starving, I'm bleeding to death.
Yes, somebody call us, please. I'm gonna try and figure it out. Okay, wait. I see something. Something's lighting up.
Hey, hold on.
Is it just gonna come over the airwaves, you think, if I hit play? Incoming call, green.
Yeah.
Can you press it with your finger like that?
Hello? Wait, hold on, I gotta get...
Can you hear us? Who's calling?
Kieran.
Hello.
Yo.
Oh, no, you fuckface. Yeah. What's up?
Where are you, faggot?
What's going on? How you guys doing in there?
Oh,
how
yeah,
are you and Rocket doing?
Listen, I never
How's
had
the show
any...
going? You're not screwing it up, are you?
No. What are you two up to that you had to run away so abruptly?
Is Pam talking into a microphone? Because I can't hear her.
Yeah, talking to the mic. You're not having butt sex, are you?
No.
You guys didn't have to sneak
I think Rock and I are going to go out and get something to eat.
All right. We're going to sabotage your show.
No one's
cool.
Gonna like
Do you want to handle the Violet Blue interview, too?
I
well,
got
we picked
nothing.
Up the phone. That's a good thing. We got that rolling.
What is Pam running around like a chicken with its head cut off?
I got two mics and I'm handling them beautifully.
Yes.
You're not screwing
Here.
With any of my buttons, are you?
Oh.
I definitely will play with some buttons. If I have to.
Well, I figured, you know, we'd let you guys see how it is to do a radio show.
Oh, thank you. So
thank you.
Thoughtful.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Come back downstairs, please.
You're not going to get food.
All right. We might let you suffer for a little bit longer.
No, come back. The people they're telling us they're going to stop listening.
All right.
John, I'm not going to tell any jokes, John. No. This chat room just shut down.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah. You faggot. He hung up on me.
Do you hear the noises they're making?
Yeah.
Wait, did Kieran just scream? We gotta go. Stop. I hear them.
All right.
I hear them coming.
All right, the show's back. Which is
yes.
All right.
The show is back.
Here
Thank
we go.
You're on the couch, bitch.
I gotta push buttons.
Let him practice.
All right.
Pressing buttons.
Jenny's already like, what's going on? Are you listening to me? All right, everybody.
Wow.
Thanks,
what
guys.
A,
thank you.
Back.
Thank
wanted,
you.
Wanted to teach the new people a lesson.
Yes.
Let's restart the show.
Hey.
This is Lunatic Radio.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Yes, we're now on the air. Kieran and Rock in his studio.
Yo!
Joining us today, of course,
flat,
as you already know.
Flat Leavers.
Pam B and Cousin Rob, two of our friends / listeners. I guess more friends than listeners.
Sure.
So, yeah, a lot to do on today's show. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. And fun stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of wacky hijinks going down on the show today.
Look at us.
If you didn't catch last week's show, you know, you don't know that Ronnie Beans is no longer the co-host of the program. Rock and I are out doing our search for a new co-host, so we're going to try out Cousin Rob and Pam B tonight.
It's like American Idol, but less gay.
Yes.
Word them up. So how you guys doing? Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you, sir.
I think I'm over-modulating, Rocket.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of over-modulation going on.
Over-modulation?
Nice.
Don't
reduce
like
the flange.
Yeah. Yeah. So who's on the program? Violet Blue?
Sure.
It's got a normal
a hot piece
ice.
Of ass, I think, right?
See, yeah, it actually seems like a nice little sweet ass.
Yeah. We think.
We don't know her. She's only been in 65 pornos. That's not a lot.
Newbie.
She's a newbie.
She's a newbie.
I'm kidding.
Rookie.
Honestly, don't porn stars like make... Why am I echoing, by the way?
I think because of Rob's mic. It's the hot mic.
It's really
good. Look at us. We're doing tech.
Hold on. Let me turn that down, Rob's gain. It's a little better.
Yeah, I'll just sit closer.
Yeah, she's only been in 65 porn films, and I don't know. I don't know if she's a go-getter.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to think.
She's still loosening up, as they call it,
trying to figure it out. Viola Blue, hot piece of ass. She's on the program.
Is this her?
Sure sounds like Hillary Scott to me.
Rock. They all sound the same, don't they? Who cares?
They're slight different, like, this variances.
Yeah, they all sound the same.
By the way, a girl's in the studio.
Newsflash!
There's a girl here. Pam's got to talk into the microphone.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Get a little closer.
I want to see.
Make believe it's a dick.
I want to see her talk into the huge phallic-looking thing.
I know. You're setting your mic up for me to talk into it.
She said I couldn't handle my mic before.
He was fumbling it a little.
I can handle my mic. Look, I'm handling mine right now.
Kind
of. Okay.
I'm moving.
Relax, kids.
I'm moving.
Relax. Relax.
All right, yeah, so we got that going on. A lot of good stuff going on in the program today.
Was that fun for you guys? Did you feel like you had control?
Oh, you guys loosened me up a little.
You feel loose now?
Yeah.
We figured that this is what we need to do.
You popped my cherry all over.
There it is.
All over the place.
All over. Wow.
Wow, that was
three
only...
Three dudes.
Mine too.
Honestly, we're only 11 minutes into the show, and it
feels like a half hour.
The air felt like an eternity.
Oh, shit!
It did.
Yeah.
The Lunatic Radio turned into NPR with Cousin Rob. Hello, it's Cousin Rob.
Back
how are y'all doing?
You.
Got a lot to do on today's program. Yeah.
Did just fine.
I really want to hear that back. Is there any way we can do that?
No.
No, not right now. I mean, we could. I could do it through the... Oh, no, I can't. Because live, it already passed, even live.
We're listening to now.
When?
Soon.
Right.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, all right.
No.
Let's introduce Pam B and Cousin Rob. Cousin Rob, everybody, is a guy who's beautiful. He's a drummer, right? Cousin
yes, sir.
Rob?
Yeah, about 10 years, 11 years now.
You can catch him on the YouTube.
Yes.
Playing a bunch of Rush.
Yeah. I got a little bit of criticism. You know, people think they can play better than me and what have you. But also they're like, oh, come on, man. You're playing Rush. You know, play something original. So,
all right. So you go on the YouTube. You go on YouTube and I don't know what it is. I'm watching you just hit drums.
Yeah.
And you have like a Rush song playing in the background.
Yeah. My setup is I have like, you know, Adam was just said yesterday. I have a 24-channel mixer, you know, like YouTube, and all my drums are mic'd. And
now, why Rush? Are you a big
why
fan?
Rush,
are you like an Uber fan?
Why not?
I am.
Are they from Canada?
They're a trio.
You like
Canada.
A Canadian band?
Yeah, absolutely. And their drummer is just freaking phenomenal, Neil Peart. He's my favorite.
Here's Cousin Rob, audio of Cousin Rob on YouTube playing his drums to Rush.
Yeah.
Now,
better than Neil, if I might say.
No.
Oh, I'll say it. I'm Rob's biggest fan.
He is.
I love Rob.
Now,
I love you.
Am I hearing you hit the drums or the guy on the track?
That's me. Well, it's both of us, but you're hearing me over him.
They're playing together.
Yeah, I'm pretty much playing what he's playing, but you're hearing my drums louder.
Rob's got so many goddamn drums, too.
How many pieces is your set?
I have, I think 11 in the front and 7 in the back.
That's what she said.
What?
Yeah. That is
so
to say,
wacky.
I have it, yeah. I have acoustic drums, you know, like regular drums.
Uh-huh.
And I have an electronic set behind me.
Right.
So, whenever I get the urge, I turn around and play some disco.
Cousin Rob, childhood friends of Rocket, the CEO of the program.
That's right.
Yes.
You boys did play in a band together?
Yes.
We still do.
We actually played yesterday.
Yes.
You practiced yesterday?
Yeah. We were jamming a bit.
We don't bring it up that much on the show anymore, but Rocket played in the band Substrike.
That's right.
Yes.
Rocket, we both do.
You were the bassist.
Me too.
And Rob was the drummer.
Yes.
Stop saying past tense.
Wait, is it not over yet?
No.
It's still going on?
Why end it?
You want to hear some Substrike?
I'd love to.
A lot of the new listeners haven't heard
sound
of
like
Substrike
again?
Yet.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is going way back, everybody.
Refresh
Wait,
my memory, please.
Here is, I believe, Set in Stone.
No, maybe not. Missile Command.
I'm sorry. Thanks.
Damn, does this one make you get naked?
Oh. We're gonna work on that.
This is actually in my studio.
What song is this?
Missile Command. Can you pay attention, please?
I'm not paying attention, Rob. I have you turned off.
Sweet.
Missile Command, that's in the video game. Missile Command.
Right.
This is the single, right?
Sure.
This one was played all over the country.
That's right.
The radio
song.
Stations.
Yes.
I like this one.
Cool.
What do you think, Pam B? I'm going to call you B.
No.
I'm going to call her Pamalicious.
Oh, no.
Pamalicious.
Don't do that either.
Oh, I got a new bit idea.
Oh,
we're just going back and forth. Yes, this is the song we opened up with when we opened up for Metallica.
This is, yeah. You open and close with this one, right?
Yeah. That's a running bit.
Reprise.
And finally, we have this one.
Ooh, what's this one?
I don't know. It's nice that we're giving out the titles to the songs.
That is the title of the
song. Have we mentioned that yet?
Set in Stone.
What is this one? This one's got a long build-up, right?
That's what we all about. We like build-ups.
It's like sex.
Easy and climaxes. Easy, man. Nice and slow. And then it picks up a little.
That's right. You've never seen the Substrike live,
Pam?
No, I have not. I'm scared.
I'm a different person on stage.
So am I. Doesn't rock.
Why does Pam B feel like she's captured or something?
I know.
What's going on over here?
We're like three vultures just like staring her down.
No, you're not. I can see you're plotting something. Yeah. I can't take anymore. Don't do it.
Just to fill some people in what's going on, Josh Goldwyn threw in the chat room an idea for a bit.
Yes.
But the thing is, Pam could see the computer monitor as well. So Kira's like giving me a nod like, oh, that's an idea. Meanwhile, she could see the same exact horrible thing.
Yeah, so that was Substrike, everybody. I think we're going to spend the whole show trying to think of stuff to do to Pam B.
Yes.
That's great.
This show is going to be off the wall. This is like our first of two holiday shows.
I wanted to make her hold my Gigi.
Oh, no, I won't. I won't do it.
Just touch it.
Boy, you're just pulling out all the stops early, aren't you?
Yes. You're going for broke.
You're just not even bothering working it up.
Come on, Pam B.
No, straight to it, right?
You can't... Come on, just a little.
Just touch her a little.
Just touch it.
Just touch it a little. Is this bit. What we're going to do all show? Because I have no problem with it. I'm just asking.
Come on. Come on.
Is this the Gigi talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Come on, just touch it. Come on.
I don't want to catch anything.
It's clean. I clean it. Our Kieran cleans me. I should say.
Kieran cleans me good.
You're damn right. 30 seconds a night. In and out.
Wow, look at that. That's time efficiency, my friend.
Game over.
Efficiency. Goodbye. Just in case you had to go food shopping that night, plenty of time. You know, the post office is about to close. Let's get this done with. I can still make it. Jump, jump.
Boy, oh boy, this show is going to be out of control tonight. How about a little H-Town, Pam B, you and I?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They're like in their own private Idaho
She's
right
dancing.
Now.
She's dancing. Help me out here.
She's dancing.
H-Town. I know you guys love when I throw my...
We have to lock eyes, too.
We do that every night, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
This is nothing new.
I think I'm going to the...
Hold me.
I'm going to the park and ride tonight.
Is it 52?
Oh, you know what?
I saw you post something on someone's MySpace page. You said something about someone. You were interacting with someone via comments on MySpace, and you left a comment that said, "It doesn't matter as long as I get a rose at exit 52 park and ride."
What does that mean?
What does it mean, man? Home run!
No, you're so wrong.
She said that's for another guy. Does that mean that Exit 52 parking ride is not about Kieran? He's the only psycho that would mention something like that.
That is my parking ride. Whoever you're referring to cannot. That's mine. That
yeah, someone's claiming territory, Kieran. How do you feel about
that's
that?
That's my fucking parking ride.
You know what you do? You got to go there and like piss in all the corners of the parking lot.
Drive in circles.
Claim your territory. Take pisses in the corners.
You should really be careful at that parking ride, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially hey, Kieran. Oh, especially in the corners of the parking ride. You should definitely be
a little white boy
careful.
Ain't gonna make it.
I'd get laid if I went there.
You should just bend over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pull up my car, get out.
Anytime
bend
the
show up with your little bell, ding, ding, and just bend over.
This song does nothing for you, does it? Anything?
Maybe on the right night.
What about a little PM Dawn? Anything?
What is a good song?
What I'm trying to get to, Pam, is that this. Everyone else has had more sex than me. You getting the freaking gist?
I just about love that whatever. Song.
All right, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. We got Violet Blue coming on the program. I believe Rory Karf is calling in as well. Karf. Pam B in studio. We're going to try to figure out what to do with Pam B.
Or what not to do.
That's the whole night.
Something that will give me pleasure.
Rob, sorry, you're third.
I'm here for a good time. I don't want to. I don't want you to run away.
Oh, you know what? Since, you know, we're going to have fun with Pam. I think, Karen, we're also going to have fun with Rob tonight.
Oh, yes.
I think we are going to have tons of fun with Rob tonight.
We're going to have fun with Rob tonight.
Rob, this is your night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You like movies about gladiators?
Yeah. I think we want to try to get a little stand-up comedy out of Cousin Rob.
I think so.
Fuck.
I know
good.
You have yeah. some jokes. You have some jokes that
like
you
funny.
Like raffling off at parties and stuff like that.
Oh, Kieran, Rob told me this new one that's in his bank of jokes yesterday, actually.
Ooh, he's got new material.
I was coming out of the, coming out of a store, and you know, this is right before we were going to meet up for breakfast, and he calls me, he says, oh, so where are you at? And I said, oh, I'm just leaving the supermarket. And he says, how super is it? Come on! Gold, folks, gold.
Cousin Rob is the guy Rock and I are trying to get play the Madison Square Garden right. one of these days.
Right.
Like Andrew Dice Clay, sell out
right.
the place.
Right.
We're reinventing comedy.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
An unfunny comic.
Yes.
That's what we're trying
one
to do.
One day in the future, Josh Gogan will be opening up for Rob.
Right.
Oh.
Ooh.
Like when
Josh just cried.
Like when people say Cousin Rob bombed. That's a compliment.
He says, thank you.
That's like Primus sucks.
All right, that means I did my job.
I win, pay me now.
Right. Cousin Rob, comedy tonight on the program.
Exactly.
Excited.
And it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be great.
Fantabulous.
Do you have a sample of crickets chirping over there?
I don't know, Rock. We're going to have to work on that. Nicole Richie got...
Oh, I've already gone to news?
No. But we're going to talk about her, too.
Oh, okay.
Because she's skinny. 85 pounds is the girl weighs.
Stop it.
85 fucking pounds. Pam B, come on.
How tall is she?
5'4"?
Something like that.
Yeah, she's way skinny.
Thank you for the feedback.
Yeah. Best man in the business.
She's really skinny.
Best man in the cult.
Thank you.
She looks best good when she's got a little weight on her.
Word them up. All right, so let's do a break. Regroup, right?
Sure. Did we? Show starts after the break.
Yeah, we'll do a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show after this. Violet Blue going to join us. We're going to torture Pam B. And it's going to be fun.
And Rob.
Yeah, and Rob.
No.
Cher.
I'm going to make love to Rob.
Okay.
Oh.
Come on, Rob.
That's why I'm on the couch.
He's waiting. See, Rob's quick.
Me and you, Cousin Rob. Yeah. Why I invite you down.
We're doing this.
Tap that ass.
Pam was just the setup. Yeah. Right.
Hey,
to make you feel comfortable.
She's a little camouflage.
Right.
She came with my boy Luke.
She was the front.
But a not three.
All right. Get us feel so used.
Don't worry, Pam. I'll treat you right.
All right. We'll do a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. Right after this.
Do a little something for you real sexy like, you know what I'm saying?
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Send all pals, take all pals, take all hearts away. Pull up on it, to ride them on heart of birthday.
Donnie, wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
No, you fucking retard.
I call me a retard. I'm on present special.
Donnie, just wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Tell them who you are.
My name is Anton Zampati, and I'm here to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Give me the mic. Nick the Moon says Merry Christmas.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes!
All right.
Yes! Alienating people since 1979.
Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer. That's PUPUPlayer.com and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
What up, everybody? Monster Magnet, LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran McCann rocking in studio. Ronnie Bean's no longer the co-host of the program. Let's get that news out there, people. We're looking for a new co-host.
Yes.
Well, we got the beautiful Pan B down here and the lovely Cousin Rob.
Yeah.
So
joining us in studio.
I can be beautiful too.
I can be lovely sometimes.
emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202 Lunets, 206-202-5666.
Wow.
What Rock and I like to do on the program is actually do work as we do the program.
Exactly.
We don't like to do show prep, right?
No.
Not a big fan. We have to do it, but we're not big fans of it.
It still seems like an intricate procedure.
It is. Like, our show is off the cuff, so we figure the workload should be off the cuff as well.
So, we're asking for a little bit of help from the listeners listening live in the chat room. We're looking for a new co-host. We want suggestions, right?
Yes.
We got three so far. Club Jelly.
Yes.
Yes.
As a new co-host. We can try him out. Actually, one of the listeners over the week wrote this one in. Mike D from Red Bar Radio.
Nice.
I don't think that would work out, though, because we're both kind of like board ops.
Yeah.
And he would be trying to take over my board, and that's not happening.
No.
Nobody touches your board.
No.
Not your buttons.
And John the Beer Wizard.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll fly him up from
But
from
I don't know if midgets really make good radio hosts.
We have to get a little step stool to grease the mic.
We can have him stand on the table.
Ooh, I have an idea, Kieran, for new co-host.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Crazy Clown. No, I like to survive.
No, the
only would he kill the show, he would kill me.
He'd be co-host for a week and then just host. You know, just kill everyone else.
Yeah. No, the co-host would be just a concrete block with lipstick on it.
Yes.
I think Pam B and Cousin Rob did a fine job in the first
thing. So, too.
Oh, shit.
Please. Did you, as we were leaving, Rob, did you go, oh, no?
No, I went, oh, yes.
Oh, seize the opportunity.
He's just,
absolutely.
It's mine.
Pam was looking at us. Where are you going? You can't leave me here.
Is this how it works?
I thought like your CD player fucked up again and you went out.
No, they just,
something.
They eye contact I, turned I and saw. Ran is exactly what happened.
I couldn't look at Pam actually when I was leaving the studio. I was just like, I don't want to look. I feel bad.
I saw right through your clever.
I'm nervous. Yeah, so Violet Blue is going to call in on the program. Looking for a new co-host. So Simon, Mike D, or John the Beer Wizard, give us a call.
How about Dane Cook?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
hot. We're hacky enough. Right?
Sorry.
You want to start doing this now?
That was supposed to be a joke, but...
Pam, that's right.
Yes.
I didn't get it, Cousin Rob. I'm sorry.
Then my job is done.
Okay, so we're calling her now.
It's up to you, tough guy.
I don't even want to talk to her.
It's so funny. Like, I write notes to kind of keep it off air, and he just like, so is a, oh, wait.
I have a book. We have to call her. Oh, okay.
You just
now.
To defeat the purpose of me writing shit.
By the way, Cousin Rob just flew in from California, everybody.
And he
Cousin
did.
Rob, when he was out there, he was calling us and trying to do jokes.
So here's my comedy bit.
You want to try it?
I literally phoned it in.
Right.
Yeah. That's funny!
That's what you get, man. You got to play Carolines one of these days. Governors. Yeah. Or start out at Governors.
Yeah. I'm sure Patrick could hook you up with this little opening
setup. Are there
going to
be any black people in the audience?
There might be.
It might be. It is New York City.
What is he doing?
What? You can't talk to black people, Cousin Rob?
Or in front
of? Oh, my God. Do you not get pop culture references anymore?
Oh, he's talking about Mike. He's thinking of Michael Richards.
Blue Radio. It's Cousin Rob again. Hey, is this the third or fourth time I called tonight? I forgot. Holy shit. Yeah, I'm wasted with lovely ladies at pharmacy tonight. I have one more thing to say. I forgot. I'm on the West Coast.
All right, so that was the last call you did, actually. Yeah. Let's go to the first one.
Yo, Lunatic Radio.
That's
wow, he changed his voice.
Hey, what's up? This is Rob. I'm on the West Coast right now. I'm in, who the fuck knows what campus is, but it's north of Anaheim. Going out at a little pharmacy reception. Just had a couple of shots with a couple of friends, a couple of female friends, that is. And sipping on a Captain and Coke right now, spreading the word of lunaticradio.com. So I want to do my liner right now. Hey, Rocket, you ready for my liner? Rocket, you ready for my fucking liner?
Okay. Typical drunk guy.
Yeah. Fucking liner.
Stuff we discuss, like, socially on a, you know, I don't know, when you're sober, you're like, oh, God, I'm going to do this liner for you guys, man. It's going to be great. Rob was telling us when we were going to see Psycho Stick, he was going to do this whole big production. And he's going to do, like, a whole promo for the show.
Fuck right. Production.
Fuck it. He's doing it right on a Drunko hotline.
It's because of Rob. When I was telling these jokes that I can't remember the fucking punchline to, I'm looking at lunaticradio.com. You motherfucker. Let me do it again. I kind of fucked it up. But I no, fuck. Holy shit. I gotta stop drinking so much. This is Cousin Rob. This is Cousin Rob. When I'm not telling shitty jokes that I can't remember the fucking punchline to, I'm listening to lunaticradio.com. And this Bon Jovi plays in the fucking background. How's that for a fucking bonus? How's that, boys and girls? How the fuck is that, boys and girls?
Listen to him.
Stick that on your air on Monday night. 9 o'clock Eastern Time, boys and girls.
He doing plugs now.
How's that going for you?
That's what I do.
You know what? I'm having a great fucking week out here. And it might be, you know, one of the only times that anyone will get trans. And forget about my future for a little while. My future's going to be a little bit of what we call in the English language, in a world of shit for the next year or so.
Any comments, Cousin Rob? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Probably nothing you want to hear.
What
I'm referring to is that next year I'm going to be in like a really intense pharmacy program. So this was like my one night to let it all hang out.
This one night.
You know, because from like a guy who doesn't know you, and if I heard that, I'd be like, oh, maybe he's going into rehab or something.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to get loaded tonight and forget about it all. So I want you all to have a great night and all that shit. And, here, you better play this fucking call on the air a little bit.
Little bitch. Wow.
Listen to him.
Cousin Rob's bitch.
I'm going to go back to my hotel room in a little while.
And jerk off?
And maybe watch the same movie rotation that's going on all weekend, which is Wayne's World, followed by
Wayne's World.
School of Rock.
They played the same movie.
What the fuck is it?
All right, when you go home to... This is what you do, Cousin Rob. Because when I went to Vegas, when I went home to my hotel room late at night,
right.
I ordered porno.
Okay.
You don't go home to watch Wayne's World Marathon or whatever.
And School of Rock.
You got to live it up, kid.
That's a lot of money, that hotel.
You're in California. You're across the country. You're getting hammered at bars.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
I know.
Treat yourself.
You're right. I was rooming with a girl, though.
Go with the porn.
Oh, even better.
Even better. Force yourself up on her. Come on. You grab a brick and some duct tape. Tell her you got to make it one stop at a convenience store.
That's Kira's plans of success right there.
You come out with duct tape, you know.
Wait, hold on. I got to go.
Bottle of tequila.
I want to take notes on this.
Bottle of tequila in a break just a blunt tape. Object. You don't have to have a brick. You just need a hammer or something.
What the fuck am I talking
about? Go to AIDS Auto Store. Get like a hammer or like a car engine. You can slam on her.
Karen, I'd love to, you know.
Also, I'm saying is you just gotta knock her out. That's all.
I don't want to bust in on your dating tips, but should we call Violet Blue? Jenny's having a shift.
I'm a nice guy, ladies.
Because we're supposed to call her at 9:30, and it's technically past 9:30.
Well, I'm riffing here.
I understand that. I understand that. But listen, I report to the booking agent. I'm simply the middleman here.
If you have Geico, there is no middleman.
Plus, I fucked up because I was supposed to call her this weekend, and I didn't, so I'm really happy.
You're
to
in the shit house?
So yeah. I'm having to behave.
You know, we'll call her in the next break. And if she doesn't pick up, she doesn't pick up. I'm doing a break here.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm just the middleman.
All right. So, Cousin Rob.
Yeah.
No porno for you, huh?
Yeah,
did you actually go back to the hotel room and watch Wayne's World?
No, I went back to the hotel room. I'm passed the fuck out.
You didn't make a move on the chick?
No.
Who's the chick?
Is she
not like a cousin or something?
Is she Manatee?
No.
Yeah.
Is it true? Or Dawn?
Does she look like Dawn from Dawn and Drew?
I get confused.
What? I've never seen Dawn from Dawn and Drew. No,
you're lucky.
You don't want to.
Okay.
No, really. Was the chick cute? I mean, did she have cute?
She hot. Somebody Cousin Rob wants to,
stop it.
Get a little romantic.
Come
with?
On. No, let's wait. Set us up.
What? She's one of my classmates.
So?
You fell asleep, though, so.
Do you talk, like pills and stuff?
Yeah, we talk about pills all the time.
Nice.
Like,
hard gel or
you
something.
You ever say, like, hey, you wanna see my pill?
That's awful.
Yeah. Mine's shaped like a capsule, so. Sorry, that we could play the Pac-Man sound now.
Oh, he's setting you up.
He says,
this is where you go, Board Op.
Yep.
All right.
This is how you be funny, Board Op.
Nothing, huh? No romance on the trip to California.
No.
Exciting. How long were you in California? A week?
Six nights.
Uh-huh. With a chick.
For and another guy.
Oh, in the hotel room?
Yes.
Did he bang her?
No.
Ew,
did he try?
No.
Just asking questions, Ronk.
No, I know. It's just it's unfortunate. No one took advantage of the situation.
Who slept in what bed? How many beds were there?
They were all in the same bed.
You had three beds?
Yes.
Were you on the cot?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Hate the cot.
Bambi.
Hate the cot.
We actually rotated.
You hate the what?
The consolation.
The cot in the hotel room.
Oh,
cot.
Cot. Cot.
Cot.
Let me ask this question to Pambi. Pambi, if you're staying in a hotel room with a dude for six nights in a row, anything going on?
There better be. Six nights is a long time.
She probably wanted. That's the point I'm trying to make. She probably was
so
like,
the next time
when
I go
are these
California,
guys
going to
make a move?
I'll take Pam with me.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
Professional
there
Rob.
There you go, Cousin Rob.
You can talk about your pill.
You can play this. Good old romantic. Actually, I love the H-Town. Call out to anybody who's going to bang me next. This song is going to be playing.
We're doing this with all the ladies.
What's that?
Marvin Gaye. Where is it?
I don't have Marvin Gaye. This is H-Town. These guys are so bad, they're actually referencing good singers in their songs.
Boy, Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying?
I think I had another drunk call from your Cousin Rob, by the way.
Yeah, I did do three.
Clip 33.
Hey, LunaticRadio.com.
Hi. Up again. Yes, I'm hanging out in the town of Fullerton, just north of Anaheim, West Coast, that's me, California. It's about, okay, I don't know, 11:15 on Wednesday night.
Ooh, 11:15 on a Monday.
Late night.
Yeah.
Dude, that's high rolling. That's late for a Monday. What are you doing
out? No, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
You just said Monday.
Wow.
Oh, just enjoying ourselves a little too much. Rocket, you got to hear it. I don't know whoever is in charge of this voicemail shit, but you got to stop the fax machine from popping. It doesn't mean the fucking end. You know what I'm saying? I had a drug freeze, but I forgot it already. Son of a fucking bitch.
All right, Rob, the comedian. Has a joke for us, but he forgot it already.
Oh.
No, I remember it. I do remember
it. You do remember it?
Not now.
It's on the 50 seconds ago. But if you can rock my band and click it a little bit more. Holy shit. I think I completely forgot it. The band's name, isn't it? Isn't that the same boys and girls? I'm fucking anymore. I had a good one, too. Oh. What is it bedtime at the Neverland Ranch?
All right, what is it again? Say, because I couldn't hear you.
When is it bedtime at the Neverland Ranch?
Okay, let's see if Cousin Rob remembers the punchline.
It's when the big hand touches the little hand. Ha, 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 LOL.
Rob, can you do your baby joke? That's like the classic Rob joke.
What's worse than 10 babies in one trash can?
Oh, no. What?
I don't know, Rob. You let us know.
One baby in 10 trash cans. Thank you.
Oh.
Comedy genius right there from Cousin Rob.
That's his opener and closer.
He'll be here all night.
People aren't laughing right now at that, Rob. In about 10 minutes, they're going to be on the floor. Give it a chance. It's a joke. He's got to like work into the system. I love it.
Yeah. Also, Rosie O'Donnell, everybody, this week. For some reason, this is big news. She made fun of... Because
it's from a big person.
Hey, look at Rob!
She made fun of the China people on The View because apparently she was on The View talking about how the Danny DeVito getting drunk on The View is a huge story, which it isn't.
No.
It's not a big story.
It's called digging for news.
There was absolutely no news going on last week, so everybody jumped on the bandwagon with this Danny DeVito drunk on The View.
Exactly.
And now the story's even got more legs because Rosie O'Donnell, the day after or the 2 days after, went on The View and said, the Danny DeVito thing's such a huge story, such a huge story. Even the people over in China. And she went, ching, ching, pang, pang, pang.
Oops.
And oops. Now all the Asian people are mad.
I give them a chance.
Rosie O'Donnell, would you bang her? Pam B.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'd do it. Why not?
Yeah?
Fuck it, just to say you did it.
You have a fat fantasy?
Not really, but...
Oh.
I would give
she's
it
funny,
in.
Though.
Yeah. She's got a big head.
She can make you laugh.
Imagine banging Rosie O'Donnell with that massive head. She kind of looks like a bowling ball. A little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Macy's Day Parade, folks.
Yeah. You can kind of hold her like a bowling ball. Use your imagination.
Oh. Zinger.
Awful.
Yeah, I don't think my fingers would fit, though.
Ew.
I would have to put two fists.
Ew.
I don't know how I'd do that. How do you bowl somebody like that?
And yeah. I'm not being mean, but you... probably couldn't lift her.
Right. Like, I can't do, like, a banging against a wall thing.
Definitely not.
You might put a hole in the
She might have, like, one of them strap-on things. She's one of them girls, right? She likes the other chicks.
Yeah, that could work for you.
She could put a strap-on on, hold me against the wall.
She might have it.
Yeah, that would work.
Because I got a vagina, too. I forgot to tell people that.
Okay, this is part of the show where all three of us leave. Yeah.
Goodbye.
And leave. Can I get Pam B just to, come on, just poke my Gigi. Just poke it.
I'm not going near her.
It's not her.
It is.
It is her.
Yeah. Oh. You're an idiot and gay.
I am not touching him either.
No, it's a her. It's pink.
It still is.
It could be a flamboyant guy.
Everyone,
who knows?
Everyone, you hear this?
I think Cousin Rob's doing jokes again.
Wait, what was that?
Trying to make it out.
Walking right into that.
Oh. What? I'm going to do that on playback.
Walking into a brick wall, I think he's saying.
Oh. I thought you were walking into a Gigi. I don't know.
That's the genius of Cousin Rob's right comedy.
It's almost what I would expect you gotta Gigi discuss to sound it. Like yeah. if you walked into her.
I can shoot you a joke with a slight echo
and a little gel to her.
Punk.
I could shoot you a joke with a punchline in about 3 seconds, but it'd take about 15 minutes to explain it.
That was funny.
Cousin Rob's comedy is like you got to hear it twice. You know, like when you watch a movie twice and you pick up on shit.
Now, you heard like the physicists talk about matter and antimatter?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. All the time.
Mine are just anti comedy. You know, it's anti jokes.
Right.
That's what I have.
It's metaphysical comedy.
Yes. If you combine it with real jokes, the universe collapses. So.
It seems like too much for me. Seems very complicated.
I see only big things for Cousin Rob in the comedy world.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I do.
He would kill in Kentucky, I think. Kentucky. People love him.
I mean, I see the ladder of popularity in the comedy world in the coming years. Jim Norton, Patrice O'Neill, Cousin Rob. There it is. 1, 2, 3. Right there.
Swell.
Swell.
You're in.
When he uses words like swell and...
Oh, he does too.
I do it all the time.
Love
swell.
It. I can't believe you didn't bang that chick in California.
No, man. It's just...
Can't go there.
I'm a nice guy. I just don't do that.
Am I going over the boundaries?
I don't talk that way in front of women.
She's not listening, is she?
No. I meant Pam.
Oh, right.
Oh, I was like, wait, what woman?
Hello.
Who are you looking out for?
Ding dong.
Don't be looking out for me.
All right.
My little ears.
So you want to do a break and call Violet Blue?
Yeah, I'm getting verbally beat down.
Jenny Blowjob?
Yeah.
Who called me on Wednesday, hammered.
Thank you.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. Regrouping all day.
That's all we do.
High five.
We'll be back.
Hi, it's Jenny Blowjob, and I'm wasted. That's all I really wanted to say, except to say Merry Christmas to you all, and to all a good night, and Ronnie B, you broke my heart. You broke my heart.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
If vagina falls out of the sky, I am getting laid.
Jeremy McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey, everyone in TPS and TPX Radioland. Bryant Scott inviting you to join me and my new co-host, D.B. Cooper. Get with us on Wednesday nights on TPSRadio.net. Brand new show. Yep, we're so unoriginal, we're calling it the worst damn sports show, period. Coop and I will discuss, you guessed it, sports. The refreshing thing about it, though, no regurgitated sports news. We hasten to say that even though the name of the show is unoriginal, the content won't be. But most of all, it won't have a bunch of this.
Yup.
Some of you might get it. I'm stoked about coming back to the People's Sports Radio Network and absolutely geeked about the introduction of D.B. Cooper to Sports Talk Radio. Come check it out, people. The worst damn sports show, period. Wednesday nights on TPSRadio.net.
Yep. Now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
I'm losing my... I'm freezing, I'm starving, I'm bleeding to death.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show, back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Kieran Rock in the studio, Pam B, one of our listeners, and Cousin Rob joining us. On the line with us is a lovely porn star.
Lovely.
We call her Violet Blue. She's on the phone with us. What are you talking about, Rocket?
Your knee! knee. Stop it.
My knee is bothering you. You are flipping out. Sorry, Violet. One second.
It's squeaking.
You're fucking flipping out over my knee shaking underneath
because
the table.
It's squeaking on air.
Oh, blow me, please.
No.
Right now.
No.
Blow me, Pam.
He's begging. He's not begging me.
All right, let's talk to Violet. Okay. Violet, how are you, Violet?
I'm fine. Not squeaking.
Welcome to the worst radio show in the history of radio. Marconi right now is jerking his nuts in his coffin, going, why are these guys on the air? Can we get rid of them, please? I didn't invent radio for these guys to do it.
This is the internet. It's not even radio.
Okay. So Violet is a porno star. We love the porno star.
You sure do.
Been in the biz since 2000. She just told me during the break that she's made over 350 films. Is that what you said?
I've done about 350
scenes. 350
scenes.
How many scenes a day?
Well, I used to do one a day.
Well, is that with like a black guy and just knocks you out for the whole day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I've been there.
2.5 hours of screwing on camera. You don't want to screw for the rest of the day. You're done.
Jeez.
Yeah. Wow. I love porno people.
Do you want to get it when you get home, though, or then you're done for good?
No, I'm usually, if I'm doing it all day long, I don't want to do it when I get home at all.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Do you
like
a downfall
of the job. Like, you love it, but you can't do it.
Yeah, I always hear that about, people who work in the adult film industry. They, you know, it's their job, so it kind of takes away from their lovingness when they get home with their boyfriends or girlfriends or husbands or whatever. Is that the case with you?
Well, not with me anymore. I don't really do movies anymore. I'm pretty much retired. I'm pregnant now.
Oh.
I'm all but retired. I'm still doing some boy, girl, and solo stuff, but no more penises inside of my vagina.
Gotcha.
Except for my boyfriend's penis, of course.
That's like retirement, though, isn't it? That's kind of like retirement.
It's kind of like retirement, yeah. It's really close.
Does the porno industry have a 401k plan?
What kind of pension do you have?
I wish.
So are
I wish
you,
we got residuals.
Nice.
So are you trying to kind of wean your way out of the business and maybe go in a different direction?
Well, I'm living up in Washington, so it's really, really difficult to make scenes when you're so far away from Porn Valley. Mm-hmm. You know, because most everything is shot right in Van Nuys, Reseda, Encino, Hollywood area. So being up in a small town, Washington, it's difficult. I've only made 2 trips down to L.A. in the last year, and I think I've done about five movies and probably about 15 scenes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
In the last year.
Who have you worked with that we might know?
Oh, God, I've worked with everybody.
How about Belladonna?
I haven't worked with Bella. I've lived with Bella.
Whoa!
Wait, you
that's
lived
a party.
You lived with Belladonna?
Yeah, back when she was with Roy Garcia, the agent. Me and Bella. Actually, I knew Bella from Utah.
Wait, did you say Ray Garcia?
Roy.
Oh, Roy Garcia.
Roy Garcia.
All right, just checking.
Was Bella's agent back in like 2000, and me and Bella lived together for a brief while she was getting started in the porn industry. And I knew her from Utah.
So you knew her before she was quote-unquote Belladonna.
Yeah, she quit for a while. She quit for a while and went back to Utah and was dancing at American Bush. And I went back to visit and was staying there for like 3 weeks right before I moved to L.A. And there was... She didn't want to do the porn industry thing anymore, and I told her, I'm like, Bella, you know, you've got to do it. You know, you've got to go there, even if Roy is a pain in the ass. You know, utilize him for a little while, and then just be your own agent. She was like, you know, that's not a bad idea. And lo and behold, you know, 2 weeks later, she was out in L.A. Mm-hmm. doing porn, and you know, a month later, she was her own agent and doing very well.
Now, your story about how you got into the business is kind of similar to the ones we hear from pretty much everybody, right? You were a stripper, and you met some guy, and he was like...
I met Roy.
Yeah, you met Roy, and he was suggesting, hey, come out to California, take some pictures, this and that.
Well, actually, at the time, he didn't want to take me out there.
Oh, really?
He didn't want me. He wanted my friend Sadie, who only did 2 videos, and then... went back home.
So he's... What do you mean? He, like, kind of settled for you? I mean, I don't understand that.
No, she wouldn't go without me.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So look at that. You kind of weaned your way in there.
Yeah, so he kind of was forced to take me, my boyfriend at the time, and my four-month-old son out to L.A. with him. And I wasn't even going to do porn. I was only going to do photo shoots for magazines. And I was skinny, pale, and super gothic with short black hair and Betty bangs. And nobody wanted to take pictures of me. They just wanted to see me have sex with big black men.
Who talked you into you know, making a transition from, you know,
nobody talked me into it. It wasn't like that at all. It was more like, I need rent money.
Ah, the money factor.
Yeah, I needed rent money really bad. And so I was like, you know, I'm not making any money, Roy. What do I do? What do I do? He's like, well, you could do a scene. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just do one. And if I don't like it, then I'll never do it again. And if I do like it, well, then I'll keep fucking.
Wow. So you did, obviously you did like it if you made 350 films, right?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I really loved it. The guy that I worked with, Jay Ashley, he was coincidentally the guy in the only porno that I owned that I've been masturbating to through my whole pregnancy.
Wow.
Wow, that's kind of hot.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, so I was like, damn, I get to screw the guy that I've been masturbating to for the last year. That's wonderful, you know?
That was awesome. It says in your bio here that you host a radio show, Recipe for Sex, on ksexradio.com. Do you still do that?
No, not anymore. I'm too far away.
Oh. That's too a far bummer. Away.
Yeah. I loved my...
Did you like the radio at all, though?
When you did? I loved it.
What is KSX Radio?
KSX Radio is... it's KSX Radio. It's an internet radio show. Instead of normal... disc jockeys, we've got porn jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all porn stars for disc jockeys.
Mm.
And it's talk radio. Kind of like what you guys are doing.
Yeah, except we do it poorly.
Yeah. You guys
except we're all porn.
You guys have naked girls.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got naked girls, and we usually do lots of naughty things like screw Cornish game hens on the air.
What? No way.
Stuff like that.
Was that kill them?
No.
Did anyone eat it afterwards? Did you sound like, just, oh, here, yum.
That was my Thanksgiving special.
Well, we can do a wacky bit. We can, like, bang comedians or something.
Oh, geez.
No.
Anybody?
No.
Wow, I bombed on that one. Second. All right, thank you.
Wow.
So what's the future for Violet Blue?
Future, well, I'm going to pop out a kid.
That's cool.
Before I do that, though, I'm going to do some photo shoots with Ken Marcus and Jay Allen and probably quite a few more. I'm definitely want to do something with bondage and strap-ons and me pregnant and gas masks, something fun.
Oh. Violet, do you think as your kids get older, because this is going to be your second one, right? Are you going to tell your kids?
My son is seven.
Oh, are you going to tell your kids about, you know, your past and being in the porn industry?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll never hide it.
That's pretty open. All right, sure.
Cool.
Why not?
Awesome.
Well, my son's dad works in the porn industry too. He works for Lethal Hardcore, so it would be kind of difficult to hide.
Oh, no, wait, I got a question. Now, what happens if, like, you know, one of your kids like, oh, I'm going to get into the industry. Well, now, how would you feel about that?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I would guide them and make sure that they weren't screwing themselves over.
Literally and figuratively.
You know?
Now, you said that your son was 7 years old now. Does he know what mom does?
At this point? No, mom's going to beauty school and...
Oh, right now.
And is pretty much a stay-at-home mom... / beauty school student now.
So. I'm just curious.
Before, you know, mom went to work.
Right.
That was it.
Oh, that was it. At what point do you think he'll either start finding out on his own or you break the news to him?
When he's watching the scrambled porn channel.
Yeah, I'm assuming that whenever he... whenever he runs across it, when he grows older, you know, and starts actually watching porn.
Hopefully,
but, you know, there's so many porn stars out there, he'll probably never even run across me.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah.
If he does, and, you know,
he's
I've got my award sitting on the counter, so I'm sure that eventually he's going to ask me about it. And
it's not shaped like a phallus, is it?
I've got lots of pictures of myself that aren't nude, that are very glamorous, so... I'm sure he's going to ask me about those once he, you know, grows up enough to think that that's not normal. Because right now he thinks that, you know, everything is normal because that's the way it's always been ever since he was born.
He's going to be in high school and one of his buddies in school like, dude, your mom was in porn. Look. He shows like the DVD.
I can only imagine. I was just picturing in my head.
He'll probably be like, yeah, and guess what? My dad runs 4 porn houses out in L.A. You want to take a vacation and go watch some? You know?
I'm moving in with
That's
blue.
What it'll probably be more like.
Do you feel like adopting a son? I'm a little bit older, but...
All right. Violet Blue, everybody. The website is XXXVioletBlue.org, right?
Yeah, just violetblue.org. www or XXX, whichever one you want to do.
You can go on there and buy movies and all sorts of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. You can buy movies and toys and...
And we can, like, Google you and look for naked pictures?
Yeah, you could definitely Google me and look for naked pictures. I'm number one on Yahoo, but I think I'm number two on Google. The author, Violet Blue, is number one.
Now, who is that? She looks like a real cunt.
I don't know. I've never actually met her. She does self-help books, sexual education books and blogs and podcasts and stuff like that. She's been doing it since 99. I didn't know about her when I picked my name, unfortunately.
Yeah, you should go kick her.
Otherwise,
ass.
I would have picked a different name because it's her real name. Violet Blue is her real name, supposedly. That's what she says.
All right, so. Violet. We like you, Violet.
I'm getting molested by a cat right now. I'm sorry.
I never get molested by pussy.
You
never
get molested by...
I love it.
That was a hack joke.
Wow.
All right, Violet. I like it.
Yeah, we're going to see you on the MySpace.
We'll see you on the MySpace. How about that?
You going to see me on MySpace?
Yeah.
I did a bulletin and told everybody I was going to be on.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much.
Wow, really? Someone actually cared enough to write about us?
All right. The website
I don't need to do that.
The website is XXXVioletBlue.org, everybody. Violet is a porn star, and she'll be... continuing the business.
She'll be popping out of kids soon enough, so check in for that.
And she's been in...
Oh, yeah.
Been in...
Maybe I'll do a live... maybe I'll do a live internet feed of me giving birth.
You want... You want... Wow.
That's Rob's deal. Rob's all in that.
You want an AVN, right?
Yes, I did.
For Best New Starlet?
Yes.
Wow.
Back in 2002.
Mm. Prime on the up pussy. And up. On the up and up. That's what I'm thinking. All right, Violet. Take care of yourself.
Thank you for coming
on. Okay, is that it?
Yes.
What? You guys are already done with me?
In and out. Unless
I'm
you want to,
so
like...
Boring.
You wanna...
No, Kieran just doesn't know how to, like, do an interview. He just wants to hear you talk about sex, and then, like, all right, that's all.
You got any vibrating tools over there?
Only so much you can talk about sex.
Tell her about your Gigi.
What, did I jack with a jacking sleeve? I have a Gigi. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a thing I throw on my hammer to masturbate with.
He wants me to poke it.
It's a masturbating apparatus. The hand has become pointless because he jacks so much that he needs a plastic apparatus.
Right.
You know, I always wanted one of those pocket pussies. Got a kick out of those.
Really?
Carmen Lovana has a real nice one.
Answer me this. Is it? It's really sad that I can't jack with my own hand anymore. It just doesn't work.
It just does nothing.
So did you try your left hand?
Nah, I can't do that. I can't get it going.
Try yoga.
How about I should try getting laid?
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Or you could always, you know, go get a hooker, too.
Ugh. That's like a gamble.
There's lots
isn't
of good hookers in the world.
Do they have hookers
I know a few.
On
Long Island?
Karen's got a great, well, it's a sort of streak now. He's got laid once in 8 years, so.
Oh. God, go to a bar.
Go to a bar.
I do go to bars.
Go to a bar.
Not gay
go
bars,
to a bar,
Karen.
Quick.
He's back on track.
It's so sad.
My new plan is I'm going to start frequenting park and rides.
He likes to go into the corners of the parking lot at the park and ride and pick up
that's
leaves.
Just naughty.
What's the key to picking up a guy? Like at a bar, you say go to a bar, but like how does a guy go and just approach a chick at a bar? I mean, that seems like in my mind the worst place to pick up a chick.
Got to buy him a drink.
You just buy him a drink.
Yep.
Pam, do you like that?
A drink that
you buy
they
him
like.
A drink. If yeah. they like you, then they'll stick around.
Really? Pam, can yeah. I buy you a drink?
Sure, you can buy me a drink.
Pam, you want to finish my Gatorade?
And most girls won't say no to a drink.
That's true. Yeah, so then they're just getting the drink and they're booting you.
No, and then you got to talk to them.
Right. Well, see, therein lies the difficult part.
I usually will not accept
so what's
a drink
your name,
like
little girl? You know, that sort of thing.
No, just saying the name is not enough. You got to have something interesting that they want to talk about. And it's so difficult. It's like, oh, what are they going to be into? You're like, okay.
That's so typical. Do you come here often?
No. Yes. Because you can pull, like, a, you know, like, what's something the chick might like? Oh, so do you like dogs? And then, like, you know, no one Kieran's like, they're like, no. You're like, oh. And then he's just sitting there. And then he's like, I got nowhere to go. And then he just turns around and walks away because he doesn't have a follow up. Yeah,
like,
that's difficult though. Kind of used to start a random conversation with a chick you know nothing about.
Well, I sing karaoke, really good.
Ooh, karaoke,
yes. Right?
You do karaoke. You could do
that work.
You could do whatchamacallit, Chris Isaac.
Yeah,
I wanna fall in love.
I find that doing Aerosmith. The guys that do Aerosmith or, what's that, Eminem, usually get the women.
Oh, you could
really?
Do that? You could?
Yeah.
So the guy starts busting out lyrics about putting his wife in a trunk and they're all into it?
Oh, God, yeah. I love that.
Love it. Awesome. I'll try that next time.
Everybody wins.
I'll make sure to wear my hat backwards and my jeans low. All right,
I hate it when guys wear their pants down like that. It's so funny.
The low pants, the baggy pants with the boxers so hanging out?
Did you know that they're sewing boxers into pants now?
Stop
to make
it.
Them
yeah.
look like that?
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
That's sad.
Out of falling down.
They do really?
They do it with G-strings,
yeah.
too.
Unbelievable.
Wait, they do that with G-strings, too?
Oh, God.
What?
No. No, I don't think so. I haven't seen any G-string pants yet.
Wow. I would like that, though. That's hot. I love when you can see the color. I always ask Pam when she's in the chat room, can you show us the color?
I know. Why do you need them sewn in your pants, though? They kind of hang out regardless.
I know.
Well, yeah, especially with the low-cut Frankie Beast type pants.
Cute.
I like those hip-hugging jeans you ladies wear. Those are fashionably hot.
We know you guys like them.
That's right.
I don't understand kids.
You don't understand kids? What does that mean? We're talking about G-strings. Where are you talking about kids?
How is that cool to show your boxers? G-string. How is that cool?
That's I don't know.
Why are we just
not.
Talking to? We're talking to Violet Blue like she's a buddy now.
She's trying to give you tips.
Yeah. What?
The
I'm
karaoke.
Never getting laid.
You're never getting laid again.
Violet, this is my deal. I always say it on the program. Duct tape and a brick. I'm in, right?
Huh?
Duct tape and a brick. I don't need to go to a bar. I just need to slug somebody with a brick and have some duct tape handy. And I'm fine. Right? Yeah. I'll get laid.
The duct tape is quote unquote just in case.
Just chloroform him. It's easier and you don't get any blood on you.
Hey! Blue!
Well, this is the thing. I figured I'd knock him out, put him in the trunk so I don't have to deal with the body in the car.
Oh, chloroform.
You don't want somebody like bleeding in your, you know, on your,
pickup
upholstery. I'm not that twisted, Violet. I'm actually kind of harmless.
You go, hey, baby, is this right? Smell like chloroform to you?
That really works, Cousin Rob?
Sure.
All right.
It has to.
Wait, well, you're into the occult?
Yeah.
Really? What do you do?
I'm a ceremonial magician.
Wait, what? Hold on. Time out.
You make magic?
I'm a Thelemite, yeah.
Are you like a third level, like, you know, wizard?
Oh, God.
Can you...
I am not playing D&D here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
So you're in a cult. I mean, explain this to us. What is
it
called?
I'm into the occult, as in I study the occult.
The occult.
Oh, wait, so instead of duct tape and a brick, you just cast a spell and you get your guy.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. I don't generally cast spells. I don't usually need to.
Wait, what do you do? Like, what can you do?
Rituals to attain conversation of with the Holy Guardian Angel.
Wow.
Is she hot?
Does she do three ways?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
The hottest.
I'm in. Where do I sign up?
Cool.
Well, there's any number of fabulous cults that you could join.
Real? Wow.
Or you could do it yourself and just read a lot and practice.
So do you have like that big book?
Out there.
Do you have that big book? That all the occults seem to have on television. with, like, you know, that's all dusty on the cover.
Yeah.
The what?
You know, the big book with all the spells in it. That's all dusty. Do you have that? Is that what? Is that?
No, it's kind of funny. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, and it's even handmade.
Wow!
Nice.
Do you wear like robes and stuff?
Yes.
Wow.
When I'm doing ritual at home, I go skyclad, which means I go naked.
Skyclad.
I like that word.
I'm liking this a little bit more.
See?
But if I'm doing a ritual, like for the OTO or whatever, it depends upon what particular ritual we're doing. But yeah, we usually wear robes.
What's the OTO?
Ordo Templi Orientis. It's a magical fraternal order.
Wow. Not like the Tri-Lambs, I guess.
Yeah, just Google OTO, you'll find it.
Wow, OTO. That's so wild. Did you ever do like an occult porn? Like a porn with that setting? Like,
well, I did.
Really?
I did one called, darn it.
Yeah, we got to plug stuff here, Violet. Come on, you got to name some of these.
This one, it was so old, though. It was Perverted Stories number 33, and I was out in the middle of the woods, and I was doing some sort of witchcraft thing, and then all of a sudden I got abducted and raped by aliens.
Of course. Did one of them have a pizza
it
box?
Great.
Someone order an alien pizza?
Yeah, what
sausage pizza.
What else do you do in the woods?
What else did I do in the woods?
No, I'm kidding.
No, it was
a bad joke.
I just got screwed.
Nice. That's awesome. I like that setup.
And then I did a Horror of the Rings, too.
Horror of the Rings. Oh, I love it. Horror of the Rings.
Did you bang midgets?
So
yeah, did you bang midgets?
I didn't see the midget, no. Oh. I did suck off this giant, scary monster-looking thing, though, and it squirted
weird.
Gallons upon gallons of spooge.
No
my
way.
Face.
Like, he was in, like, a whole costume and all that?
That's a big dick.
Yeah, it was scary.
Wait a minute, was it a legitimate, like, splooge, or was it, like, just fucking, you know, like, whatever?
No, I think it was,
green.
Pina colada mix, egg whites, and Cetaphil or something.
Oh. That's so wild!
Right, it's the mix.
You bring up a good point. A lot of times when you see those money shots, they're not real, right?
Oh, no. A lot of times they are real.
Okay.
Just not with golems.
I would say 90% of the time.
Wow.
Right, obviously when you actually see it come out of the guy's hammer, it's real. But
yeah. But like for photo shoots, a lot of the time it's not real.
Right. Yeah. It's all about the shot.
So we learned a lot about Violet.
See, and you wanted to hang up, Kieran.
I didn't want
to
hang up.
Okay, all right, we'll let you go.
Violet Blue, XXXVioletBlue.org is the website. She's in a cult. She's banged. In 350 movies plus.
She's banged in like an ogre.
She won an AVN in 2000 for the best starlet. She did a radio show on KSXRadio.com.
Wow.
Busy girl. And she's having a kid soon.
And she's having another kid.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
She's a busy lady. I like her.
I just hope this one's a girl.
That's right.
It's
right.
Going to be a Gemini.
Hey, I'm a Gemini. Excellent choice.
I'm kind of hoping it's going to be a boy just because it's going to be a Gemini. I hear Gemini women are... crazy.
Gemini boys have huge cocks.
Yes, thank you, Kieran. Thank you very
you
much.
You know, Steve Taylor was a Gemini, the porn star.
Steve Taylor.
Oh.
Yes, and he has a pretty good sized penis.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Elephantitis to the nuts.
Yeah. I don't think he had elephantitis. It was epic. It wasn't lopsided or anything, you know.
All right, Violet, thanks for coming on the program with us.
Nice talking with you.
No problem.
Yeah,
thank
it was
you so
awesome.
Much.
All right, take care of yourself.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 Violet Blue, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
I don't like that. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
Oh, this is... It's a dumb.
Yeah, well, she's got to do it.
What did she call it? What did she call it? Going naked?
Going naked?
Oh, yeah. What'd she call that?
Starbucks. I'm just kidding.
Starbucks. No, something like that, though.
Sky something.
Yeah, sky something.
Skybuck.
No.
Rob, I had a great line early in that interview with that whole, shit, it was the damn, like, the residuals.
Residuals.
I was like, there's some great residuals. What, AIDS?
I was thinking.
I won that one.
Checkmate. I'm so glad Karen didn't
hear that either. I was referring to a more physical residual.
Yeah. Yeah. Oozing out the side of your lip.
Yes.
Down your chin.
All right, let's do a break.
We'll again? We're running out of breaks, Kieran.
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
This isn't football.
We're on schedule, dude. We'll do a break. We'll come back. We'll LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to LunaticRadio.com. Sorry, guys. That promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered.
Laguna Beach.
The
fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend.
This is the Jägermeister love song. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Since 1979.
Not for nothing, that's a great radio for us.
Hey, this is John the Beer Wizard calling from Orlando, Florida. And to all my boys out there at lunaticradio.com world, may your beer be cold and your ladies be hot during this holiday season.
Lunaticradio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Manajak an anger jacket.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's this?
Damn, it feels good.
Oh.
Gangsta.
Office. What up, everybody?
Ghetto Boys. LunaticRadio.com show back on the air, chilling out.
Chilling! Chilling!
Kieran rocking the studio, lovely Pam B.
Pamalicious!
Pamalicious. Right. A real
gangster ass nigga. I'm on my ding dong.
Oh no.
By the way, Cousin Rob looking fabulous tonight.
Thank you. Which, Kieran, I might I add, technically, Polish Bob too.
Polish Bob too.
Yes.
Half Polish.
Oh, you're half Polish.
But still, Polish Bob too.
Polish Rob.
Polish Rob.
And Polish Bob.
Wait, hold on. I'm Polish and Italian.
Polish half Rob.
What does that mean, Rob?
That means I will make you an offer you cannot remember.
Unbelievable. Emails to the show at lunaticradio.com.
Fucking week.
Drunk call hotline 206. No, you won't. 206-202-LUNETS. 206-202-5666. Everybody hit us up. Ronnie Beans, no longer the co-host of the program. That's the news.
Right.
Even though I talked to him the other night, it was really like a long conversation. He's like, oh, we're going to hang out, dude. To be a
gangster. He's leaving you. He's out of your life.
Yeah, trying to make you feel better.
That means I get to hang out with you more.
Cool.
No. That means you're coming by me, if anything.
Yeah.
I'm wrecking out here anymore than I have to.
So we're searching for a new co-host for the program. We're on a trial basis. I know we have Patrick from cringehumor.net coming in next week.
That's right.
To host it, give it a shot. And
we're going
to
book Club Jelly for early January as another potential.
Right. So we're going to be trying some people out. It's a little transitional period for the LunaticRadio.com show. But, you know, we're going to still press on. So we lose one wheel. We'll just go get a new one.
Now you're a bicycle.
Now we're a bicycle.
Right. We're no longer a tricycle.
We're holding down the fort.
Exactly.
And then we got lovely Pam B in the studio with us.
I like when you say lovely. I like that.
What else should I say? Give me some more words. Hot? That's not good, right? You don't like hot?
Lovely's nice.
Fabulous? I'm not saying fabulous. Fabulous.
You wouldn't call a woman fabulous? I would.
Nah, you guys can't use that word, dude.
You're abfab.
Oh, no.
Delectable?
Guys can't use the word fabulous.
Delectable is nice.
Delectable.
Why not?
You're delectable.
Scary?
Delicious.
Scary.
Delectable.
You're an hors d'oeuvre.
You're hella tight.
You're edible. You're hella retarded.
She is tight like a man's anus.
So we're going to do the park and ride thing tonight, Pimby?
Yeah, you're going to go wait there, right? Am I?
Yes. 20 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
From now.
I'm on my way.
Cool. I'm there. Yeah. I'm already there mentally. That's why I'm kind of spaced out. By the way, did you notice that I looked the other way when I asked that question? I wasn't even actually looking at
her. You're a sad individual. You're a sad individual.
Fucking weak.
We were saying off air, we were conversating, Pam and I, and saying like, oh yeah, you know, Kieran would be easy. You just touch his hammer and you're good for like a year. He'll be your slave. You don't even have to do anything. You don't even have to get him off. Just touch it.
All I have to do is, I'll be in the room with Pam, right? And all she has to do is make this noise.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be real. It doesn't have to be real. Like, there's going to be no saliva.
Game over.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Pam.
I'm good for a year.
Safe sex, though, right?
There is.
Safe sex.
Absolutely.
Can you make that sound? Can we record that?
Pam likes tall guys.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, stop.
Right? No?
I'm having trouble finding my taste lately. My tastes.
You have, like, creative block? You have, like, man block right now?
Yeah, I do. I'm just like...
Give me the types of guys you've dated.
Cock block.
Come on. Let's learn about Pam B. She's on the program. Yeah. I want to learn about her.
Inside Pam.
Come on, Pam.
Ooh.
That could be fun. Inside Pam.
Just don't do the echo, please.
All right. We are now brought...
No!
Right.
That's good. That reverb would be a lot less.
You want to take us on a time travel there, Rock?
Wait, hold on.
Whoa!
See, that's mean.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbon.
Here, let's get more realistic. Cut the reverb down to like one.
I haven't been here.
That's
a lot.
Tight. Because it's tight.
What am I doing in here? This is amazing.
No, you're from outside. Your voice is like, you know.
No, I'm in here.
Wow.
Don't knock anything over.
I just cleaned over there.
It's nice in here.
It is. Clean carpet.
Where are we, Rock? Tell the people because I'm too nervous. He's staring at me.
I know. We're in Pam's vagina.
You're in my cunt.
Wow. Sweet. Rob, what are you doing here?
He doesn't even know where he is.
Wait a minute, Rob. Do a joke from Pam's cunt.
Yeah. Bomb in Pam's cunt.
Tickle me. Tickle me from the inside.
I went to Pam's vagina and all I got was this lousy fucking t-shirt. I don't know. I got
why did he bomb?
What was that?
It wasn't a joke, it was a statement, you fuck up.
Oh, sorry. It was a statement.
Who brought the kid?
Wait a minute.
Hey, hold what on. Is that doing in there?
Yeah. You're not supposed to be in here. Get it out.
Get it out.
Why is there a kid?
Get it out. Got a hanger? Anybody? Sorry.
Karen, when you leave, you can take it with you.
What does that mean?
How do you stop a baby from walking in circles?
Can't do nothing. My hands are tied. What?
How do you stop a baby from crawling in circles?
I don't know.
Nail down its other hand.
Right. You're killing this room. You're killing this vagina.
Oh my God, it's
Rob dead. Is killing the vagina.
It's dead. It's dead.
All right, let's leave the vagina.
It's dead to the
Josh,
world.
Josh Gogan's working this room next week.
Sorry, you asked for a joke. You got a joke.
Wow.
I love how you give me the wrap-up sign as if, like, if I stop, it's just going to gradually fade out.
We'll go back there later.
I feel very fulfilled.
Can I go first?
How was that for you, Pam?
I feel pretty good.
Ooh, nice. Didn't take too long. In and out.
Nope.
Actually, before we finished the transporter, Karen was already done.
Yeah, right. On my way. I was like, I don't need to go.
We're done.
Over.
He just saw it as we were going in. It's like, oh, I'm done.
So, Pam, what are the type of the guys you date? Come on. Let the people know. Because the people love Pam B. She's become like a chat room famous person, right? People love Pam B. from all across
people.
The country.
I love people from all over. I do.
You got dudes.
Have a good time.
You got dudes. You got the Goonies in Washington just jacking the Pam B.
Oh, okay, let me tell you. Okay,
Goonies!
Let me talk Lunatic Radio, boys.
Oh, please. Yeah, fill us
okay.
in.
Let's see.
Because there's people that are like uber fans of the show, and they love Pam B. They're always talking about Pam B.
Yeah. We don't even exist.
Who do you like?
I know what they say, though.
Is
you
it,
don't
yes, you
share
do.
With me quite it, everything that you get.
What do you know? Give us some, like, inside info.
Is it true that, like, everybody has phone sex that listens to the program?
Sell people out right now, Pam.
Names.
Yes, we want names.
No. No.
Is it true
we
that,
have
like...
real live sex. We fly across the country on the weekends.
Wow.
Just to hook up real quick.
Jeez.
And scream out.
You're not seeing any of this, Karen.
I was chilling with Pam this weekend, and she was just dialing like a Rolodex of listeners.
No. No, I got calls. I didn't
uh-oh,
make
she's
calls.
Taking off her
I'm getting a little hot right now.
Hello. Hello.
Y'all are flustered.
Yeah, I did. I was just like, what is she saying? I see shoulder.
So,
sorry.
She's talking about boobies? What?
You have to repeat the last 5 minutes, please.
Yeah. Yes. Pam just took off her. Can we put the camera on Pam?
God,
sure.
No,
why do
please,
we need?
I can't take it.
Rob, can you focus the camera on her?
No,
people
stop.
Just have to watch
what
her.
What are you doing?
Because we have great angles here, but the people in the chat room don't see her. She just took off. All right, so who do you date? Who do you date? Let's get back to that.
Who I'm not do you date? Dating very much.
What type of guys?
That's
like tattoo
sure.
guys?
I don't have a specific. I like them a little rough. A little rough.
Black guys,
sometimes.
Thug life, white kids. Do you date the? Do you date like the white kids who want to be rappers, like Eminem type kids?
I haven't. I don't think.
No. Do you date?
I haven't dated like a ton.
Oh, you have the.
I have a problem for younger boys. I'm trying to up the ante. You now need to be.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you like? 14?
No. I now.
Pick them up
I
from
have
school.
Officially set a. Age requirement to ride this ride.
What? A learner's permit? What?
What's the age?
No, I'm
25.
I'm gonna say 25. I'm gonna go with 20. I'm going with 25.
So anybody that's younger than 25 can no longer.
I have to
Pamela.
Stop looking.
Wait,
I have to stop looking if they're younger.
What's
than
been the biggest
hammer
age difference for you? Like 8 years?
What if they're 24 and really mature?
I know.
Wait, hold on.
I know. Some of them are. What if they are? Isn't that okay?
24 is fine.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Cousin Rob's
23. 21's way too young. I just realized that's way too young.
Why is 21 way too young?
I was looking at this poor little lamb. This boy. And I was.
This is awful.
Have you banged?
And I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Have you had sex with a 21-year-old kid? What is that like?
No.
No.
No while.
22. No. Are they like energetic? I'm trying to get a feel for Ben being here.
No.
So wait, what's been the biggest age range?
I have to change what I want. I can't. I need to look differently than what I'm looking at.
You like the younger kids.
No, that's not good for me. I don't.
She likes the teen sex. You know.
No.
You know how like the guys like looking at the teen sex. You know the girls in the schoolgirl outfits and all that. Mm-hmm. She's like that as a chick. She likes the boys in the schoolgirl outfits.
Schoolboy outfits. It's hard.
Cousin Rob, who do you date?
I see myself as so much older. Like,
who do you date?
Nobody.
Way to go. Keep it there. That's what I do. Date nobody.
Yeah.
So you like the younger guys.
I'm not going to
fucking lie to you. Yeah, what I like, but not who I'm dating. I need some.
You like the guys with an edge to them? So all you listeners out there.
Do you want like a career-oriented guy?
Go out and get tatted up.
I need one.
How about a pharmacist?
That might not be good for me.
No?
Yeah, you'd try to get me on some medical marijuana.
Probably.
You know,
I was going to help you out, Rob.
They actually have cannabis in pill form.
Oh.
Really?
They have cannabis in lollipop form.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And soda. But it's a prescription. You can actually get it if you're a cancer patient.
That's incredible.
That's not a good reason to want cancer.
No.
I'll admit that.
Cancer is uncool. You learned it here first, folks.
It's not.
News break. Cancer not cool.
Right. So Pambi loves the black guys. That's
I like a mix. I definitely like a little mix, little mix of something. Doesn't really matter.
She likes the black guys.
No.
Mochino guy.
What is it about the black guys?
It's not the black
guys. Big cock? You like the big cock? No. Lexington Steel style?
Do they roll up and just start rapping? Like, yo, 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 check this out, Pambi.
And then they unzip their pants and the boom.
Do you know what, though?
Boom out.
This weekend, I was at a big size black guy.
Uh-huh.
I was calling him Thumper at some point. I don't know why.
Why is Paul slapping you that hard?
He was pounding that hard.
He jumped up in front of me and straddled me and my girlfriend Lisa and started humping the air where my face was.
Uh-huh.
That's not appropriate for when. That's not a good pickup line.
Did you call him Thumper because he had a huge hammer?
I don't remember why I called him
you
Thumper.
You were passed out. Well, you know, your panties were around your ankles.
Like when Thumper comes over to the house, he knocks on the door with his cock.
Yes. My bedroom window. I don't let him use the door.
What?
Amazing.
Do you want to touch my GG? Just touch it.
I'll touch it with my toe.
Okay.
That'll work for him. That's the sad part.
It's clean. I promise you, I clean it every time.
I'm so looking at his GG right now.
So weird, isn't it?
Here, put it in the box.
I like making myself feel uncomfortable. I really like.
I'm going to give you my foot.
All right, hold on. I'm going to stand up. Pam, you taking off your shoes?
Ooh.
My shoes are off.
This is really happening.
Pam's going to touch my GG.
Pam is wearing, like, just tight clothing. It is fantastic.
I was going to wear my pajamas.
Oh!
I figured, like usual in the chat room.
Could have, would have, should have.
Okay, right, ready? My sock is off. Hold on. Stay away from me. Well, Karen, stop touching my feet.
I'm not touching your feet.
Here we go. Thank you, Cousin Rob.
I don't want to insert her on my toe, though.
No, just touch. You can just.
I'm going to touch the side of her shaft.
Which end do you want to touch? Do you want to touch the vagina side?
No.
Two sides?
If you flip it.
There is totally two sides.
Wow, there's totally a hair on it.
Oh, gross. Ew.
You want to touch the vagina side.
Wait, just with my big toe for a second.
Can I just show you?
Show me her.
I
don't want to see her.
It's a vagina.
It is. I know it's your vagina.
That's where my penis goes. Come on.
Don't say that while I'm touching it.
All right, I won't say it. I'll just be quiet.
Don't.
She is touching.
Just touch it with your big toe.
I'll just touch it.
I'm scared. And she touched it.
I'm poisoned. I totally got something now. Oh.
Unbelievable. Now I can just...
You can retire.
You're going to get foot fungus.
She touched your Jeep.
Get ready. I just planted one on
Pam
you.
Pam V touched my GG in the vagina hole. That is so hot, dude.
Everybody wins.
Did anybody get a shot at it? Really.
I got plenty of it.
Pam's got great feet, by the way.
Oh, God.
Look for it on YouTube later.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
That was... Oh, my God. That was on the camera.
Please, that just made your life. Shut up.
Yeah, really.
Dude, I can end radio right now.
I was going to say, it's done.
Actually, the other thing that I have, like, goals I set for myself with the radio show here.
Yeah, liar.
And another one was to have a girl sit on my lap as I broadcast on the show.
Oh. Don't expect miracles, everybody.
Yeah, but I'll go with the GG. I'll go with the GG one. That's good enough for now.
That's too... The lap is too much. I mean, pull the GG out, I'll fuck her with my big toe, but...
So your toe,
sit on your lap.
Your toe touched Kieran's penis.
Basically.
Indirectly.
So we got Rory Karf calling into the program.
Hopefully. He left the chat room, so we have to get in contact with him.
We
got to
talk about experiencedays.com, which is a great site for gift giving. Instead of buying your mother, father, sister, brother a sweater for Christmas, you can send them on experience for a day.
Ooh, interesting.
Which is a great site, great idea.
Touching GGs, is that an experience?
Hmm.
By the way, our boy Psycho Stick yesterday, if you didn't catch it, took over XM Channel 48 Squiz.
Whoa.
All day. Right?
I guess.
Was it all day or was it just for an hour?
I thought it was for an hour.
It was for an hour. I'm lying.
That would be Rob. My new friend.
You like Rorb?
My new friend.
Right. I forgot. All right. Can we talk about that? All right.
Oh. You can't talk about it. Oh.
Not a big thing.
No,
though.
I didn't say anything.
Pam and I got hammered, and
Kieran got wasted.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk.
Did you stick your dildo up his ass? Did he want that?
He doesn't remember a thing.
Yeah. Well, I remember he was in the fetal position.
I remember at one point during the night, I was looking at Pam and I was going, holy shit, I'm so fucked up.
You
I was like, I was mad at myself
times.
For getting that fucked up. I really got fucked up. But anyway, I gave Pam my phone and she called Rob from Psychostick.
No way!
Did he actually get on the phone or no?
I left a message.
What'd you say?
I have no idea. I could have said a lot.
Yeah, but the boys were on XM Channel 48 Squiz, so they're blowing up, dude.
Good for them.
They had, it was an hour of radio, the whole band was on there, and they were just spinning tunes talking about the band. That's a big deal, dude. Right, Rock?
It's huge. I think it's great for them. We're riding their coattails.
Yes, all the way to the top.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
So Rory Karf's going to call in on the program.
We got to get in contact with him. I'm sure he won't mind.
And we're going to play a game with Pam B and Cousin Rob.
Yes.
Sure.
Must read everything Rock and I write. That's the name of the game.
We will play.
I'm going to write for Cousin Rob. I'm going to write things down on a piece of paper, and Cousin Rob's going to have
to write for Pam.
To read them, and Rock is going to write for Pam. Yeah. And this is going to be fun, right? Sure. I got to think of shit to write. It's going to be all about my cock, too, because it's going to be really gay.
Oh, shit. I'm just going to write it, and I'm going to write about Pam's vagina. Oh. Everybody wins.
It's going to be good stuff, so stick around. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
Maybe. This is the Angry White Guy, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. We love boxes, boobies.
Hey, this is Vox, and my breasts are LunaticRadio.com.
Breathe, breathe a little air.
at the Mad Beat Factory. Tune into the Mad Beat Factory.
Don't be afraid to care.
Mad Beat Factory.
But don't leave me.
The Mad Beat Chemist, who is on Friday nights live, and I think, if he's not a liar, he's on live Saturdays, too.
Bringing you the finest in reggae, roots, rock, steady, ska, dub, dancehall, rouse, drum and bass, and jungle. It's MadBeatFactory.com. In no way implies nor condones the use of illegal drugs. Mad Beat Factory Dub Edition is simply a live reggae dub show you can hear Friday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on TPXRadio.com.
Hello, Ted Stryker here.
He's the most dangerous and brilliant criminal mind I've ever known.
You've stopped masturbating just long enough to listen to lunaticradio.com.
Sure, I masturbate. Yeah, I jerk off. Damn straight. I yank it, rub it, pull it, and stroke it.
Nice to know you've met your goal for the day, huh?
Something's wrong with you.
Lunaticradio.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Kieran rocking in studio, Pam B. Lovely Pam B. And the fabulous Cousin Rob.
Yo, I got to give a quick shout out to Just Jim. You know, he's a frequent of the drunk call hotline.
Yes.
Printing out our logo, LunaticRadio.com logo, and posting it all over the Ohio State University campus.
Go OU.
Doing some propaganda-ing for us and local record stores. You know, that's an excellent idea. Taking the word LunaticRadio.com, printing it out on pieces of paper, and just plastering them.
Word them up, everybody.
Propaganda-ing. I like it. Shout out to Just Jim. Dump Jim. Or like him, Dump Jim.
I love the listeners doing stuff, promoting the show around the country. A lot of guys doing it on MySpace, which is great, too. They take one of our banners, post it on their little MySpace page, and it helps out. Every little bit helps, people.
And for all you keeping track, our Google page rank is now at 5.
Wow.
Karen, 5.
What does that mean?
It's
you don't know either.
Well, Yahoo's at 9.
You're trying to astonish me with some shit, and you're like, I don't know what it means either. But
all I know is we're at 5, and I went to Yahoo, which is ranked. They're the top ranked, and they're at 9. So we have 4 more rankings to go to equal Yahoo.
By the way, I got a gripe. I got a gripe right now.
You got gripes?
I got a gripe.
What's your gripe?
Cousin Rob, no banners on your MySpace page.
Boom, boom, boom. You're my number 6 friend.
Did you see did you see the lovely Pam B's MySpace page?
I know.
Just
I did.
It's better than our website.
Pam's,
hey,
yeah.
It's all loaded up with lunaticradio.com stuff.
Pam's got all the special HTML business.
No.
Yeah.
Slide.com.
Whatever it is.
Exactly.
By the way, everybody's got to check out the new... You made like a new banner thing Pam did. And she's like laying on her side or something. And you see like cleavage and it says lunaticradio.com.
I love it.
Unbelievable.
She's a fan. She's a fan's fan.
I'm such an asshole. I'm looking at it. I'm like doing this to see if I can look down. And, you know what I mean. I'm not going to go.
Karen.
Very sweet.
Huh. Idiot.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so...
Yeah, so shout out to him. Great stuff. Definitely help out. Any little thing helps. You'll throw it on your MySpace page. If you have a website, all that kind of stuff helps. Spread the ugly word that is lunaticradio.com.
Word up. Nicole Richie, everybody, got hammered and pulled over last night. Here is the story, I think.
Joints are on again, off again, buddy Paris Hilton on the list of celebrities in hot water for allegedly driving under the influence.
Letter.
Authorities say Richie, seen in her mugshot here, was arrested in Burbank early Monday on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol. They say she was taken into custody after she failed a field sobriety test. Richie was released after she was booked and tested for drugs, the results of which aren't yet available. The California Highway Patrol says Richie's black Mercedes SUV was found stopped in the carpool lane of a Burbank freeway. Officers were looking into 911 calls about a car matching that description that was going the wrong way on that road.
Oopsie-daisy.
DMZ.com reports that her booking sheet reveals that Richie is 5'1 and weighs 85 pounds.
Hot.
Yeah. fucking delectable. Whatever.
Richie stars in the reality series The Simple Life with Paris Hilton. She's also the daughter of pop singer Lionel Richie. Hilton was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving in September. Sandy Kozel, The Associated Press.
So wait, is she trying to ante up the D-Wee? Oh, she can do it, I can do it.
And drive the wrong way.
Drove the wrong fucking way on a highway. Way to go.
Do it really wrong.
Way to go, paperweight. Jesus Christ. Dude, the girl's 85 pounds.
She's a symbol of alcohol.
Yeah. She's 85 fucking pounds.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Oh, wait, Chris Hansen checking in.
That's against the law right there.
Exactly. You're going to jail, young lady.
I mean, this does not look good.
No, it doesn't.
Wait, this doesn't make sense.
I like pie.
That doesn't help anything.
So you knew that you were here.
Oh, wait, just checking in.
There's no mistaking, this is a child.
That's very true, Chris, yes. Very true.
Oh, boy. I noticed that MSNBC is actually running the greatest hits of To Catch a Predator.
No way!
Oh, I swear to God.
I love that one. I don't know who put, I think it was Edrew who put it up on the board with the fucking To Catch a Predator, and it actually has Predator from the sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
So fucking funny.
Yeah, so Nicole Richie, drunk, and I love how they always have to bring, like, tie Paris Hilton into her. Like, Paris is the better of the two. Like right. Nicole Richie's like a follower.
It's funny. You mentioned... Oh, wait. Someone's calling. Who's 704? Is that Rory?
Yeah, it's Rory.
Yeah, maybe he'll want to chime in. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
What's up, little man?
Oh, jeez.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on? How about Nicole Richie?
Little man is the nickname my wife gives my genitalia.
We got the lovely Pam B in studio, Rory.
And the lovely Rob.
What's up?
Hello, Pam B and Rob.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Rory?
Get a little enthused there, bud.
I don't see no ring on my finger while I'm making this call, if you know what I'm saying.
So, Rory, what do you...
The wife is sleeping. When that cat's napping, the mice will play, if you know what I'm saying.
Actually, we don't, Rory.
Can I get an amen, fellas? Oh,
We actually have no idea what you're talking about, Rory, so we're just going to proceed.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Nicole Richie getting arrested for drinking and driving?
Man, I don't know. At least she's putting some type of substance in her body, you know. She's drinking beer. At least she's getting some hops, some nutrients. This girl's thin.
Yes.
You don't like them too thin, do you, Rory? You don't like them wafy?
No, I don't. No, I don't like them with the Holocaust survivor look. No, that's not mine. That ain't my thing, especially being a Jew. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I don't need that. I like my ladies curvaceous.
Ooh,
very nice.
And
have you seen the wife?
Yes,
she's got some
bombs.
She's got some.
He's selling his wife.
You know, humps and a bump. You know what I'm saying?
She looks good.
I'm breaking out the MC Hammer terms from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm hit.
Way to go, 92.
She got dumps in the trunk.
Hey, I'm too legit to quit, guys. I can't touch this.
Yeah, Nicole Richie. She used to be a portly girl, too, and she lost all the weight, and now, like, her skin.
I thought she looked better before, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought she looked good. Let me get that out of the way. But if I had to choose, I mean, between a pig, I'd rather have a clean pig than a dirty pig, you know?
Amen. Amen.
Well, you see her nowadays. You see her with, like, wearing shorts or a bikini or something. It looks like her skin's, like, melting off.
It's gross. It's gross.
Yeah.
My lovely woman, Lauren, she just recently dropped maybe 10 more pounds. She's at her weight before she was pregnant.
Nice.
But the best part is she's kept her cans. So
that's the best part.
Yeah, she kept her pregnant cans. She was a 34D. Now she's a double D.
Whoa!
Everybody.
Yeah. Rory's high-fiving himself.
You know it. I'm just high-fiving my balls. Oh, they're like, high five.
We're winning, boys.
She's a double D. You know what that means? It means double.
Yeah. Well, so what'd you do, Rory? You sent her out jogging and you, like, followed her in a car or something?
With a megaphone. Let's go, bitch!
A whole lot of, a whole lot of demeaning, you know, a whole lot of, like, when she says, how do I look, you just get one of those, ew, kind of gross, no compliments at all. And when we would make love, I try to just give it a total expression on my face of disgust.
And that did it, right?
Is that what works for you, Pam?
I'm thinking about getting pregnant to get some of those benefits.
Jeez. Nice.
Nice.
I like a girl with goals.
Do you have a boy? Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I'm lonely and alone. No.
Why don't you have sex with Karen? What's the big deal? You guys, you can make a big piece of him.
Oh, she no. is. She was saying during the last break that when he crashed at her place, she let him sleep a little bit closer to the bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, is it really? Let me get a female perspective here. Is it really that big of a deal to have sex with him? I mean, seriously, think about to you. It's a couple of minutes. It will make him happy for years.
Right.
Aww.
He's clean. He's high, you know. He's got good hygiene.
Do anything? I mean, are you like you're not a pristine woman who's like, I've only had sex with two men.
Nope.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm sure you're in double digits, right?
I'm probably off of a hand or two.
A couple of hands.
By the way, when I was gonna go sleep on the couch at Pam's house the other night, thanks for throwing the pillow at my head.
Why? I gave you a pillow.
You
that was off my bed,
you
too.
You threw it at me.
Did you sleep in your boxers, or did you keep your pants on?
No. Nah,
he had his shoes on, I think.
He had everything on.
Just in case she kicks me on the middle of the night, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
It's so sad. See, you should have slept in your boxers, so just in case you get a Woody in the middle of the night, pops, whoopsie! Whoopsie daisy!
No, Pam, I locked my door.
What are we gonna yeah, what are we gonna do about this? That old gag.
Mm-hmm.
What are we gonna do about this?
All right, Royce, what's going on, man? Other than you making your wife run.
Nothing much. I wished her dead 2 weeks ago.
That's not bad. That's not bad. It's the way to go.
I'm just being honest.
Wait, what did she do wrong this time?
She ate a cookie?
Oh, Jesus.
She ate a cookie. Yeah, she had a little too much salad at once.
What are you, a manatee?
What is that, ranch dressing?
Fat-free dressing. No, I was an asshole, you know. I messed up. I don't know why. I said that she was really getting under my skin, like the ladies do.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, I feel like you don't like me. I feel like you don't like me. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like you. I wish you'd just die. And after I said it, I knew I did something horrible because yeah. She let out like one of those like yelps, like I just like wounded a deer or something. Yeah. So then I realized, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to make it up to her ever since.
Wow.
You know how that goes.
So we learned something tonight. Wishing your wife dead, not good.
Right. No, but Rory makes it work somehow.
A yeah. lot of making up.
Just make up.
Somehow. Got to make it work. I did, what else is going on? Did a comedy, and I had a guy threaten to kill me after the show.
What? What, Michael Richards too? Fun.
Wait, what happened?
I'm a crowd pleaser. You can't tell.
Was it a joke like a Michael Richards thing?
It was. I did, it was to an Asian guy. I'm like, you're a chink! Hey, cuckoo! I just started screaming at him.
Ching chong powwow!
Go make me some lo mein!
Like Rosie O'Donnell. You know? Hey, Rosie O'Donnell, look, that fat bitch has a lot of nerve. Wasn't last week she just saying that, Kelly Ripa is anti-gay?
Exactly.
And then she. You know, I don't have a problem with it as long as it goes all the way around. You can't pick and choose when you want to be homophobic or racist or however it goes. Me, I'm just racist all around. So
that's the way to go. Yeah.
It is the way to go.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell's a little hypocritical.
I'm anti-woman. I don't like animals very much also. And I'm very anti-elderly. I hate the elderly.
Yeah, elderly suck. They just drive horribly.
Shouldn't they just die already?
Seriously, I mean, actually, if I was president, I have this whole plan that we would have a mandatory age limit on life.
Oh my God!
Not bad.
Think about that. After the age of 65, that's it. 65, you have a huge
65?
Party, huge bash, going away party when you're 65, and then after that, it's like, see ya, I need some fertilizer for my lawn, Dad.
Time out on the field, 65, come on.
You make it 70 at least.
Yeah. How many people do you know over the age of 65 that are useful?
Not many.
I mean, there's
Tommy Lasorda.
What's that?
Hilarious. But wait, hold on a second. Bob Barker.
Yes.
He's dead already.
Bob Barker? I don't think he's real. I think he was cryogenically frozen.
He's a robot.
So what?
Yeah. All right. 70. But fine. Tell me this.
70's fine. I'll deal.
This Rock, is not. How old are your parents?
My parents are in their upper 50s.
Upper 50s?
Yes.
So if you knew that you only had approximately 7 more years with them, I bet you'd treat them a lot nicer. A little more respect. Some more phone calls.
You can, like, start doing experiments and shit on them.
No!
You only got a couple years left. You know.
I'm not going to do experiments on my parents.
I bet you they'd appreciate
it. Have your 56-year-old father, like, start up a drug habit out of nowhere?
No!
Cool. I've always wanted to try heroin.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Why not?
But anyway, I digress. Yeah, this guy comes up to me, and I had some hecklers.
Where was this? And, in North Carolina?
This was in South Carolina.
Okay.
Tough hood.
Yeah. So I had some, I mean, these people were just wasted and blah, blah, blah. So the night before, I really ripped into them. And if you choose to rip into a heckler, it's either going to go, like, really good for you. Like, everyone's like, yeah, you got him. Or it's going to go really, really bad.
Right.
You turn everybody against you. So, you know, they basically, the crowd turned on me halfway into my set. And I was like, all right, fuck this. I left. It's like, it'll be a new night tomorrow night. And the manager of the club's like, you know, in the future with hecklers, just let us, you know, we're just going to come over and kick him out of the club, you know. Or just tell us on stage, you know, you could try to shut him up twice and then we'll kick him out. I'm like, all right, sounds good. So the next night, you know, I'm doing my shtick, no laughs as usual, you know, a lot of dead silence, a lot of moaning and groaning, a lot of, you know, a whole lot of crickets. So
like walking in the woods.
Yells out, "You fucking suck!" You know, and I don't know, I had some witty repartee with him or something, where I'm like, "Oh yeah, I suck. Well, you suck." And we just kind of go back and forth. And I'm like, and manager people, can you remove this ruffian? And then they never do. So, you know, I'm trying to do my act, and people are enjoying the yucks up front, and this guy won't stop yelling. So I'm like, please. I just turned to him. I'm like, please, please just shut up. You're ruining the show for everybody. You know, believe it or not, they did not pay to see your drunk ass. You know, they didn't pay to see me either. They paid to see the headliner. So he's come out in about 5 minutes. So I go outside afterwards, and they confront me, which was crazy enough.
It was a group of dudes.
It was one dude and his buddy behind him, and I just went outside, and he goes up to me, and I kind of forgot about everything, you know. I was trying to just unwind after the show. I just did a solid, like, 30 minutes. So I come out, and he's like, "Man, what's up with you dissing my boy?" And I was just like,
"Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to do my my shtick." When you
I had no idea who he was. I didn't really associate the two at first. I'm like, "Huh? What do you mean? What's going on?" I'm like, "I think he got me confused with somebody." Skip. I'm like, "I don't know you, dude." And he's like, "No, you know, when I come off stage, I keep forgetting that people just saw me on stage. I keep thinking like I know them or they know me."
Right.
So he's like, "Yo, man. You dissed my boy. You told him to shut the fuck up." This dude's white, by the way. You just get it out.
I was just about to ask, man.
Because
you were going, yo, check me out.
Yeah. He had the hat on sideways. I mean, he made K-Fed look tough. You know? So he's basically talking. Now, next to me outside was a assistant manager of the club. He was smoking a cigarette. That's who I was rapping with.
Right.
So I basically just said, "Yeah, I told your friend to shut up because he was being rude. He kept yelling stuff out. It's, you know, it's wrong, don't you think?"
Right, it is.
"Yo, man, how could you do that? I just got out of prison 2 days ago, right? And I don't give a fuck if I go back." And I'm like, okay. Yeah. I don't profess to be like a tough guy or anything,
yeah.
But you know, I'll fight dudes, but I don't really want to fight people out after comedy because I'm in a good mood, you know.
Right.
It's all about the laughs, not throwing punches. So he
well, I think people should learn to shut the fuck up when they go see a comedy show.
You would think that, wouldn't you? But surprisingly, no. So you know, he got pretty close to my face. So I said, "If he touches me, that'll, you know, then I'll do something. Because the guy, the manager guy was standing there, and the manager guy's like, Rory, can you please go inside?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, I'll go inside. So I'm walking away, backing up, walking away.
Right.
And he's like, yo, man, we're cool. And then he, like, shook my hand. I just forgot about it. And I'm like, all right, pretty sweet. Another typical night for the old Roarster. Getting threatened by guys just out of prison.
Roy, did you flex the guns at all during this little altercation?
Did I bust the guns?
Did you flex your guns?
I got a little tense. You know, I did, like, the little head nod.
But dude, didn't you?
If you see my act, it's very hard for me to come off stage and try to act tough. Some of the things I talk about. Talk about being pussy whip, I'm a wife, and
So I had to go buy tampons.
Yeah, I talk about Elmo, and I'm on stage going, I'm a retard, and then I come up, I'm like, yeah, it's hard to then put on the tough guy shtick after that. I can either be one or the other. And unfortunately, I'm like the little retard after the show. You know, people pat me on the head. They're like, oh, you a great Roro retard. I'm like, thanks, guy.
Roro retard.
That's what they see. They're like, hey, you know that thing in high school, the guys would come up and slap you in the nuts, and you'd be like, oh, I get that after the show. Guys just come up to be like, oh, you are so funny. And they slap me in the nuts. I'm like, oh, and they just laugh. Like, he's such a retard. He's such a clown.
Trying to make Rory fit into tight places.
Yeah, exactly. This guy's so little. Let's see if he'll fit in this crack right here. I'm like, please, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
I'm here to entertain.
Wow. So but there you go. Rough.
Josh Dogan. What's that?
Rough times on the road, huh?
It was. I heard my boy Joshy Gogues talking a couple weeks ago about some guy heckling him, you know, saying, I can't believe I paid $8 an hour and all this. I mean, dude, it's tough. I watched that Michael Richards thing, and... You know, I guess the way he wasn't funny. If he could have been funny when he said this stuff,
yeah.
It wouldn't have been a big deal. It's the fact that there's no joke behind it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I still think he was trying to do a bit, but he just bombed right off the bat.
I think he was trying to do a bit too, and I think the fact that what ruined it for him is he apologized. If he would have just said, you know what, I was just trying to be funny, and it wasn't funny. Right. You know, I'm not a racist. I was just trying to be funny. But instead, he goes, I have all this anger built up inside me and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's like, dude, you just screwed yourself, man.
What he should have done when he went on Letterman that one night with Jerry Seinfeld, he should have said, yeah, I was trying to do a bit and it just fucking tanked and I'm sorry.
He should have been like, thanks for having me on the show, Jerry. You still owe me some money, you Jew. You little kike. He's a kike. You tell me that wouldn't have been great. If he just would have gone off on a Jewish rant the next night.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what I would have done, and obviously that's why I'm very, very successful in my career. So... That's why at the age of 30, I am featuring in Columbia, South Carolina.
Tell you what, it's a happening spot, Rory.
Yeah, man.
Don't sell yourself short.
It is awesome. There's nothing like being at a show where people come for the free buffet. So, and then they stay for you.
Wow.
Oh, boy. All right, man. So what do you got coming up?
Dude, I got a whole lot
of nothing.
Nothing coming up. I don't know.
Right?
I might do that. I might drop some balls on the old face.
You know what? You should set a goal for yourself this week. Go for the anal sex.
Yeah, just whoop, slip it in.
I tried having anal sex. I don't like it.
Hey, he's not a big fan of it.
Oh, you're like me.
I'm not a big fan. These porn stars that you have on every week, you get the weirdest freaking porn stars. You get some normal porn stars that just have like some straight sex. You're like, oh, we got Belladonna. She had a 5 anal fist. I'm like, that's just disgusting. It's not sexually pleasurable for anybody.
But that's the deal with porn nowadays, Rory, that it's all about like how much you can do. That's how you make more money, the more you can do.
I don't know. I just get off on the... watching two people have sex.
Yeah, no. Roy, I'm with you, dude. I don't like the girls.
You know what used to gross me out when I was a kid watching porn? When they'd cut to the dude's face.
With the mustache. Awful.
They just cut to him, like, doing his thing, sweating. I'm like, why? Yeah, I do not want to see this fucking guy's face at all. All right? I never want to see any of him as least as possible. Right. Now, I mean, you're lucky if that's all you do. Instead, you're going to get the guy's... schlong going in the girl's eye and fucking jizzing right into her earlobe and shit. It's crazy.
I loved it. Yeah, I remember the shots of the guy's face.
Well, he made those weird faces. Like,
yeah. They look like they're kind of confused a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's just gross. It's all about demeaning women and stuff now.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean,
really
man.
I like to do that in my personal life.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
You know? But ironically, I'm the one that gets demeaned while my wife and I make the sweet love.
By the way, be honest right
true,
now.
Man. It's true.
Be honest right now. The wife is chained to a tree in the backyard.
No. She's asleep. She's asleep.
That's what you call
some,
it.
She's
that's what he calls it.
Dragging the over at night.
She's trying to go for that second brownie tonight, huh?
Get to the tree.
Go no, outside. I super glue her mouth shut.
Oh, jeez.
Can do that for the night. One time I went a little too far. I punched her in the jaw, and then they wound up wiring it shut. I'm like, see, look what has to be done, because you just can't control yourself.
Husband of the year, right here, folks.
What?
Husband of the year.
Pam, are you jealous? Are you jealous, Lauren?
Of all the attention you give her, yes, definitely.
You're like, all the good ones are taken.
Yeah, they are. Another one bites the dust.
How can I have this wife abuser? With an incredibly small penis and huge ego.
Yeah.
Sorry, off the market.
Girl's dream right there.
Wow.
Taken. But I'm sure I'll start cheating on her pretty soon.
Oh, all right, okay. Sweet, I'm moving in.
Not bad, man. Who are you going to go for? What are you thinking? You should change it up. You should go for like a, you know, like a Cuban chick or something.
I don't know. I don't really have the pick of the litter right now. Oh, maybe some South Carolina groupies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing like the female mullet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And get turned on.
Go hang out with some NASCAR chicks, man.
Black chicks dig me a lot, believe it or not.
Word them up.
Really?
I don't get hit on by many chicks, but I do every once in a while a black chick will hit on me. It's crazy.
Wait, you don't have the groupies at the shows?
Well, usually it's a black chick for some reason.
Just a black
chick. Hey,
just one.
I don't know why. They're like, you're fine, sugar.
With that lazy
I'm like,
eye.
Thanks, you're black. That's crazy.
But she's so big she could be considered a group.
Oh, Jesus.
Good one.
She's like a lazy
Thank
eye
you.
And a peg leg.
That's crazy.
There's my one
yeah,
good
pretty,
line.
I'm pretty naive, you know. One time, actually, this happened. I don't know if I told Josh Gogan the story, but... I was busting on these chicks. They went into the bathroom together, and when they came out, I made a bunch of jokes how they were fooling around with each other and then blah, blah, blah. So then afterwards, you know, it's wrapping up, and the one girl comes up to me. She's like, wouldn't you like to know what we did in there?
Ooh.
I'm like, yeah, would you? Yeah, sure. What'd you guys do? And she's like, phew. She's like, that's for your imagination. I'm like, whatever. You know, I'm totally clueless. Like, I don't know what's going on. So I'm just kind of sitting in a chair, and then she comes back. She's like, let me get a light. She's like, yeah, for a cigarette. I'm like, I don't smoke. Sorry. Depends on my lungs. Don't want to get cancer. You know how that goes. She's like, oh, okay. So she's like, what are you doing after the show? I'm like, driving home, you know? So she's like, oh, that's a shame. Because my friend and I,
where's he
going? We could have a crazy party. That's what she said. I'm still not picking up on things. I'm like, oh yeah, you guys are going to a party? That's cool. I'm like, all right, I'll see you guys later. Then I'm driving home. I'm like, what the fuck? That's when it hit me that those chicks were probably just fucking with me. But still, it could have been incredible. At least I tell my fantasies that while I masturbate. So
did that really happen, or is this just something you're thinking about?
Dude, I promise you that actually happened. I promise you that happened. She might not use that exact phrase or part. She said something like that. Oh, we'll get you could have had the best time ever. You could have done this or that. You know, whether she was being serious, she might have just been totally bullshitting me. I don't know. I mean, shit. This chick wasn't Paris Hilton or anything. Miss America. You know. I mean, I've pooped better looking chicks than her, but still. You know.
That's nice.
Colorful.
Colorful. Wow. No. Boy, do I long for Lauren Carr from the program.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Where is
that? That's two in one interview.
I'm kidding, buddy.
No, he's not.
You're my little buttercup.
He'd like to have man sex with you.
I think I would. Throw a wig on you. Be fine. Rory, anything?
I'm sorry. Yeah, the phone, my battery's going dead on my phone.
Oh!
I'm trying to find a new phone.
That's a sign that Rory wants to get off.
No,
the phone.
He's going to Lauren.
Oh, is he?
I think so.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I'm on a new phone.
Sweet.
Are you in the bedroom?
With Lauren?
No. Dude, I can't get Lauren this time.
No,
he's got to be nice. He's nice.
It'll only be half the funny. or a quarter of the funny, because she brings three quarters of it.
Right. Aww. So, you got nothing coming up.
I'm not. Actually, I decided to take a break from comedy till the new year.
Right. So. That's what you're calling it.
Hiatus.
Yeah, that's a good way to progress the old career.
Yeah.
I'm like, announcement, everyone, I'm taking 2 months off. Yeah. They're like, dude, I didn't even know you did comedy. I'm like, sweet. I'm like, so bookers, I just want to let you know, end of the year. They're like, dude, we weren't even thinking about using you next year, so don't worry about it. I'm like, sweet.
Roy, you got to take the trip and book a gig up here.
I want to. There for a little cringe humor.
Yeah.
I make people cringe.
Why not? Do it. Go
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, I can
it.
Do that cringe humor bullshit.
Word up.
Okay.
Holla back. What does that mean?
Do that?
Do like a little weekend thing, you know?
Yeah.
All right,
Rory. Come up for a little guest co-hosting.
Hey, look at
there
that.
You see? There you go, my man.
You know, bring Lauren, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
she provides a better visual as well.
Make sure the twins make the trip.
Right.
She can stay at my house.
Whoa! Holla.
Well,
I'm heading there.
Not on the couch, I'm thinking.
No.
Probably not.
Clothing is optional.
All right. I'll take her to the parking ride.
All right. Lesbiano.
All right, Rory. Have a good Christmas if that's what you celebrate. Yeah.
That's cool. Are you guys having a Christmas spectacular show?
No.
No. We're just going to do a show next week and not do a show the week after.
Yeah. Best ofs.
Christmas is on a Monday.
Yeah.
Cool. Can I tell one more story before I go?
Yes.
Please, feel free.
All right. I'm going to tell a story my boy, about my son, Coop.
Coop.
I'm reminded by this story because I'm sitting in the living room. And there's about 15 pieces of Elmo paraphernalia all around. My son Cooper is obsessed with Elmo. Obsessed. It is like little kid crack for him. So, you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure it's a kid silent. The silence was deafening. So, yeah. Lauren's like, we got to get him the Tickle Me Elmo.
So
everywhere we go, it's like sold out. So Lauren buys him. First of all, he's like 7 months old. He knows what Elmo's sort of like, but he doesn't really know what Elmo is. So she went and spent like over $200 on eBay and got Tickle Me Elmo Extreme. It's not even Tickle Me Elmo. It's Tickle Me Elmo Extreme. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's the one that, like, falls over laughing and it gets up.
Oh, it does everything. It laughs. It giggles. Everything. It fucking shits. It does lines of coke off Miss Piggy's ass. It's fucking extreme, okay?
Right. Sesame Street and Muppets. Way to screw it up.
Yeah. So we get this thing for the Elmo and everything. And, you know, Lauren, she's very into, like, doing the kid stuff up and everything. So she's like, oh, let's wrap it. She gets Elmo wrapping paper. I'm like, this chick's up, and we're going to have like a little party because he's getting him Tickle Me Elmo Extreme. So, this is my fucking life, by the way.
I'm talking
about banging, and this is what I do on the weekends. I wrap up presents for a 7-month-old. So, we give him the present.
Right.
I'm thinking, oh, he's going to go nuts. I'm like, look, Coop, Tickle Me Elmo Extreme. Oh, look, Coop, look, Tickle Me Elmo Extreme. Now, when he opened up the bag or the present or when he ruffled in there, I guess like a leaf from outside must have blown into the bag or something.
Right.
What do you think he's more interested in? The Kissimmee Elmo Extreme that Lauren paid over $200 for, or the fucking leaf that blew into the bag? This kid is going apeshit over the leaf. He's like rubbing it all over his face. He's giggling, twirling it. Unbelievable.
What's the size of his head?
What kind of joke is that? What are you insinuating there?
I'm not going any further.
That's fucked up.
Oh, you're trying to say like a mongoloid?
I'm kidding. Yeah, well, of course. But no, I don't mean it.
Wow.
I don't mean it.
Way to backpedal there, pussy.
I'm trying to insert the little humor.
I'm trying to be funny, but I should.
He's a little slow.
I'm kidding.
No.
Right.
Come on.
Actually, he's crying on the old monitor right now. So.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Let's
gotta wake up Lauren.
Yeah.
By the way, people in the chat room, where's Lauren? Where's Lauren?
Hey, buddy.
Let's see. Maybe Coop and Rory could do a bit.
I just got admonished by Lauren.
Uh-oh.
I gotta go.
All right, Rory.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
Later. Bye.
Sounds like he was in a closet the whole time.
I'm like, you're right. I can't speak up, guys.
The door opened up. Wow. Hear the world.
Let me plug my lack of shows. Hold on.
That was a long story for a leaf joke.
Oh, that's what it was about?
I think.
Kid loves the leaves.
Right.
I was just thinking about his wife.
Yeah.
I honestly could have told that story in 30 seconds.
Oh, shit.
I think that was worse than one of mine.
That was
oh, last look at Rob!
Look at you getting balls.
Look at you!
What are you, balls?
What are you, tough guy? Tough guy on couch?
All right, let's stop wasting time. Let's do a break, come back, finish.
Wait a minute,
show.
Are you saying Rory was wasting time?
No, not wasting time.
I think you said Rory was just wasting time.
Yeah, but I don't want to sit here wasting time afterwards, so let's just do a break.
Well, there's no wasting time. There is no
time. Let's not discuss wasting time when we're wasting time.
But there is no time to waste.
Whatever we're doing it now.
No, it's not. How is this wasting time?
Because we're talking about wasting time.
This is what we do. We talk about things. If we didn't talk about things, then they'd be doing nothing. We would just sit here.
This is wasting time.
How is this? I don't understand how this is wasting time.
Because there's no drive. There's no flow. There's no nothing. There's no
we were just wrapping
light
up
at the end of the
conversation
tunnel.
We had with Rory.
Right.
How could that be wasting time?
Because it's wasting time.
You mean to tell me the moment we get off the phone now, with Rory, we have to go to break? We can't like wrap it up?
Let's all stare at Pam.
No, stop.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Oh,
that's
no.
A better idea. All right, we'll take a break. All we'll right, come well, back. We got drunk calls, everybody. Should we play that game with Pam?
I would like to, but I don't. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about doing it with Rory. I was going to have Pam say, like, suck my cunt and just say that.
By the way, myspace.com/RoryVision. Yes. All right, let's take a break. Come back. More lunaticradio.com. Show right this. Thank you.
Merry Christmas from the LunaticRadio.com show.
Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer. We've been good, but we won't last. Hurry Christmas, hurry fast. Want a plane that loses our loop.
This is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch!
It's Lunatic Radio.
Apparently, she just had up.
.com.
Do no death like you don't know. I did the club for fuck's sake.
What up? Hot 97, blazing hip hop and R&B. This is the new 50 Cent joint. Right? Word them up. Keep it real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Tamika in the Bronx.
That reminds me of a joke.
Oh, really?
Oh, great.
Why does Snoop Dogg carry around an umbrella?
Why?
Po Drizzle.
I like that one.
All right, lunaticradio.com. Show back with regular emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. You know the hotline, 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-556. Lovely Pam B in studio, cousin Rob, hanging out, trying to wake up. Rocket here.
Hi!
Kicking it, taking names. A lot of people in the chat room listening live. People thinking I'm crazy.
You are. You're insane.
Absolutely.
People think I'm nuts lately.
Me too.
You are. You're an oddball.
I'm not that crazy, dude. I don't know what fucking people think about.
More oddball
I'm
than
like
nuts.
I'm harmless. I'm fucking harmless.
Yeah.
I say shit on the radio because I have to. I talk, you listen.
I like that. I like that philosophy.
Right.
He's trying to be assertive.
No. Why you gotta look through me? I can feel your eyes. I can feel your look. What movie? Cousin Rob. Pulp Fiction, you lose.
I know, I do.
You want to try that game? Will we write?
Let's do it.
Rock. Okay. I don't know if this is going to work too well.
So I got to write something and Pam will say it?
Yes, right. Whatever you write down on a piece of paper, Pam has to read it. Obviously, you can't make it really long. Say that, Pam. We'll try it out.
Cunt.
We should do this.
That was so sweet.
I can do this all night.
I'm going to have to get up, though. I'm going to have to get up and go sit next to Rob.
I'll come up there.
Oh. No.
Sit on his lap.
Right, yes, there. Yes.
And you're going to have, you write stuff and give it to Pam.
Yeah, I don't need more paper. Can I don't know. More paper?
Will we be conversing?
Well, conserve, Rock.
You don't have to write cunt so big. It's not such a big cunt.
That's all you have?
Yeah.
As far as paper?
I'll conserve. Now.
All right, what we're going to do is.
Relax! I don't need any more!
How many papers do you have?
I have a couple.
All right. Rockin' and I are going to write for Pam. You're going to write for Pam, right?
Yeah,
whatever you write down on a piece of paper, she has to say.
So it's just like phrases at most.
Right.
Three or four word phrases.
And I'm going to do the same for Cousin Rob over there.
So now, is it going to be like, they're going to, is this part of, or it could be random? Or
it could be random, or it could be like a conversation thing.
So could it be like this?
Ass piss?
Yes. Okay. All right, let's give it a shot. I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going
to
get up.
Do I have to say, like, what is ass piss?
No.
Okay. You just read whatever's on his.
Okay.
All right, so let's. This is all we're doing. We're not, like, proceeding with the show.
We're
going to
do this.
So it's not, like, really interaction with, like, a topic we're doing. We're just sitting
give
here.
Give me a topic, then.
All right, let's talk about. I don't know. What should we talk about?
Our first date. Mine and Rob's first date. What would you say to Mika?
Well,
yeah.
See, there's no...
You can't talk.
Right. Okay, yeah. All right, so Rob, start the conversation. But that merely means Kieran, start the conversation.
Dessert has just been served and we're trying to finish up the meal.
Nice. Excellent job. Pam, you are good. Okay.
I got one.
Okay.
I sucked Rocket's cock yesterday.
That's...
It was big.
I win. I just wanted to do that. This is awful. Because I'm just gonna respond in a positive manner to myself. Everything that Pam's gonna say is gonna be in reference to me. Like this. Here we go.
Show me your ass.
Rocket is hot.
I'm winning left and right. This is so easy. It's like a game, but I have all the cheat codes. This is like the game genie of making you talk. I don't know if that makes sense, but in my own little world, that makes sense. All right, so I'm going to do this real now. So I'm going to take this seriously now.
Okay.
This is interesting. Kieran's writing something eloquent.
I'm a bad writer.
Holy shit!
Does this make any sense?
Absolutely not.
Kieran has a big egoless cock.
Big egoless cock?
That means my cock isn't ambitious.
Oh, I smell a mark.
Yeah, I know.
Kieran will never touch my vagina.
Oh, I like that. That was punctual. That was punctual. This is awful.
Pam loves the black cock.
Really?
In the ass.
That's interesting.
Rob loves black cock too.
Do you want to share?
Why? Karen! That was
bad.
Stupid!
So bad.
Awful! You ruined everything! This is so... You gotta edit these parts.
I can't handle it.
It's so much, and these fumes.
People
are
just leaving the chat room. Yeah. They're like running. I'm seeing them run.
Racket a spin of the pizza.
Why is he gonna put an accent on?
I want to do one too.
Do you want to have them write for us, Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let them switch. Let them
yeah.
Switch. Here.
Whew, okay. Breather, cap the markers.
Yeah, really.
Let's get a second here. Yeah. Get this together.
I don't know. I'm curious to get some feedback in the chat room. Is this funny at all?
No, they're gone. It's they're all gone. There's nobody flat. In there.
Are you coming over to me, yeah. Rob?
Sit on his lap.
His ears are like ringing because he's like, right, something's bad. Something's really bad.
This makes sense. Since we have no talent, we'll... We'll have the listeners write stuff for
that, this actually makes more sense. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
this right. Does actually make more sense.
Hey, don't read.
It says something about me. All right.
Is this the radio version of Whose Line? Yeah, it basically is.
Yeah. Okay, so Rocket and I have to read what they write.
What they're saying. Pam is...
Rob, no big words.
Ferociously. Ferociously? Is that a word? Ferociously?
What's like she writing? Like a...
It's a paragraph.
Yeah, damn.
Whoa, Kieran, I have dreamt long and hard about you. I need you.
Oh fuck, that's so bizarre because I don't know if it's coming from you or from her.
It's coming from me.
Either one. I'll
that
take
wasn't
one.
Written down.
I'll take either one.
Nah, that one sucks.
I'll take either one.
Rob's got no confidence in what he's writing.
Rush tries lying through you.
He just
you.
Had it in paper and took it back. He's like, nah, that's not good. It could be anything.
Rob, make him do jokes. Make him say jokes.
No, not long ones.
No, make him do long ones.
Rob can write anything. You could say I put magic markers up my ass.
But you do. So, I don't know how he found out that information.
Whatever, you can just make up stuff. We're playing the Read What I Write game. Is that what it's called?
Hey. No, like you think
they got to make this more interesting. Pam, please, we need help.
People are saying quality radio. Pam is writing for Rocket. Rob still has yet to give me something to read.
I want to take Pam B's G-string panties off with my teeth. I'm assuming there's the word off in there. Off. Wow. Can I?
She wants what?
I want to take Pam B's G-string panties off with my teeth. I do.
Rocket.
You do.
I do. I want. I. I.
This is very hard to understand.
By the way, which color? What's the color tonight?
Pam, I want to take you shopping.
It's a mixed color? That's amazing.
To what? Buy milk, Rob? Dirty it up.
Buy milk.
That's the point.
Right. Oh, I get it.
You're supposed to say it seductively.
Ooh, Pam, I want to take you shopping.
Shut up.
Pam's winning in this one. Rob hasn't written anything yet.
Is that shopping?
Yeah.
Shopping for some hard black cock. I hope!
This is very difficult.
This is difficult.
This would have been funnier if we were doing
this. Do me a favor, Rob, and write down, ooh, let me stick it in my mouth.
Just write that. Stick it in my mouth! My motherfucking mouth! I heard that song the other day on the radio. So weird.
Ooh, that's hot.
Ew, Rob, that was so gross.
Yeah, seriously. Any day. Oh, jeez. He's got to get clarification.
You did, too.
That's right. Oh, okay.
I know some black cocks around here.
Wow.
What'd you say? I didn't even hear you.
I know some black cocks around here.
What? What was that?
We're playing read what I write.
We're playing How to Destroy a Radio Show in 30 seconds.
We're doing
and
this
we're stretching
bit.
Stretching it out.
We're never going to do this bit again.
And we're stretching the bit out. Yeah.
Let's just beat it into the
ground. Clarify my cock now. Clarification needed.
On what?
On my cock. Clarify my cock now. Clarification needed.
Pim's really deep.
What? You say clarify, please.
All right, and are we going to do and finally from Cousin Rob?
Do it, and finally, please.
Or we're going to start with Cousin Rob. Read what I write game.
I want to hear Rocket sing the 504 boys. What the hell's that?
My cock is currently on a sabbatical.
Hiatus.
Finish on my ass. I need it hard.
You're so sick.
Finish on my ass.
Why are you looking at me like that, Karen? You're scaring me.
Is that what the 21-year-olds do?
Any age, I make them do that.
Whoa!
No, yay! Oh,
slow down.
Yay!
All right.
Slow down.
That's what I'm saying. I'm done.
That's it.
He's crossing that one.
Wow, that was
Ace Town Boy.
Ugh.
Ugh is right. Ew.
You have a screeching hall sound?
Ew.
Because we will be knocking the boots. G.I. Shazam Dino.
That bit was this.
We're all high on Mars.
It seemed like that had the potential, but it really just it just takes too long.
You know, we
to pre-type it.
Type it.
Pre-type
it. It's faster than writing.
And it's better if it's spontaneous.
LOL.
Spontaneous. Spontaneity.
I just sent pictures, JPEGs to Pam of, like, you know, vaginas.
What?
I just want to send pictures of vaginas to you.
Mm-hmm. Pam B in studio.
Pam, what's your favorite kind of porn?
Oh.
I mean, if you had to choose. Why are you looking at each other? What was that?
So we got a little video.
Awkward.
Hello.
Big deal. Right, Pam?
Yeah.
It's short.
Yeah.
It's very short.
Yeah. She's masturbating and you're sitting in the corner.
Crying.
No, I'm
crying. Look at Rob.
Oh, man.
He came back.
And so?
I would make you cry, Karen. So.
Let's start rumors, Pam.
Yeah.
We have a video.
I made you cry.
The Fleetwood Mac album? Oh, sorry.
What?
Rumors? Oh, God. Who's going to get that? No one over the age 35 listens to this show.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
This kid's doing references from the 60s or 70s. So, yeah, we have a video, and it's...
It's hot.
It's pretty hot, pretty steam.
Is it in night vision?
Pam has this whole, like, role-playing thing.
Really?
It's pretty crazy.
News.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
A couple different characters I like to play.
What's a character? Give
a
character.
She played a cop in this one.
What were you?
I totally handcuffed them to the left and there all night.
And she just laughed at me from the window.
It was warmer inside. It's cold out there.
Was he the gay rights activist? And you were crowd control officer.
You had to beat him down.
Yeah, exactly. He likes that kind of stuff.
We're going to make another one tonight at the parking ride. Anybody want to join us on site location, whatever they call it.
What?
On site location. Just shoot me, somebody.
What happened?
Put a bullet in my head and my life. I just said on site location.
You certainly did.
Thank you. Said it three times.
When are we going to do Rob's stand-up? We need to, like, have the whole big stand-up routine.
Yes.
I want to hear Rob do some funny. Stop taking calls!
Somebody's calling me.
So don't look at it!
Yeah. So it's lunaticradio.com.
It can't be Pam. She's here.
Do you want to have Rob try stand-up?
It's up to you. I don't care.
Do we have like a fake laugh track we can play? Actually, I don't have one.
Oh, you don't? You mean you didn't prepare?
It's okay. You don't need one.
I laugh. I'll giggle.
I'll giggle.
Do you want to try some jokes?
No, I don't have any.
Dude, I'll giggle no matter what.
You don't have anything prepped?
Do you want to make him do jokes?
Yeah, I want to hear.
I want him to stand up and do it, though.
Yeah, I want this to be like a real stand-up routine.
Here, okay, Rob's standing up. He's going to do a couple jokes.
Hold on, can we heckle him?
No, no, no.
Okay, okay.
He's a nigger!
Oh, that was brilliant.
That was fantastic.
All right, so Cousin Rob, everybody, we'll turn you, tables over to you.
Kieran, MC him. MC him in, and we'll do the clap and the whole nice thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage... Something.
Big thing.
Big thing in comedy. Coming to the stage, everybody, put your hands together. Woo! For Cousin Rob!
Thank you. Thank you. I got nothing. I would like to open tonight what's worse than 10 babies in one trash can?
What?
What? One baby in 10 trash cans.
No!
Thank you. Thank you. I am from I'm from Long Island.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, ew. It was right.
Dinner, ew. Well, I'm loud.
Yes, and I was actually adopted.
Ew.
Yes, thank you. That's a reference, people. See, people don't get the references. I see you guys really like dead air, don't you? Thank you.
This is brilliant.
This is a nice mixing board you got here, boy.
You're on a stage. You gotta go over there.
Go to the stage.
No, no.
No, come on, give it a little joke.
Come on.
I got nothing.
You're doing good. Just riff.
Yeah.
The riff? Crowd is telling the before.
Tell us the cow joke. The cow joke.
Funny.
No, cow joke fucking sucks.
It's your joke.
No,
come on.
No, that wasn't a joke. That was, I don't know.
Boo. Cow joke.
Is this it?
Is this your...
All right. No, that was Ronnie said something was a moot point.
And don't
I said,
explain to the audience your joke. Do your closing joke.
What's worse than 10 babies in a trash can?
Do the other baby.
What?
You nail its other hand down.
Not too bad for a 2-minute set. It was pretty good, Rock. How much time do we got?
That was fantastic. What do you mean, how much time we got? What do you mean?
You want to do drunk calls?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do drunk calls. Yeah, let's do drunk calls.
Oh, the other side.
This is
a fucking disaster.
Yeah, this show.
Rob just wanted to play with toys.
You're right, I do.
Rob's like the next Carrot Top. He needs props. He'll walk around with a soundboard and a megaphone. I'll call him that's his shtick.
All right, we're just hanging out today with a little drunk call hotline, 206-202 Loon. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out during the week, get hammered, and call us. And instead of calling their moms and dads, boyfriends, and call us, and leave just rambling, drunken, stupid messages. It's kind of fun. People love it. So it's the drunk call hotline. First call is from Sweet Titty Milk, I believe.
No way!
In Kentucky.
Hey guys, this is Sweet Titty Milk again from Richmond.
The guy?
Kentucky. I had a little going away song for Ronnie Dean.
A little upsetting.
It goes a little something like this. Ronnie Dean, we'll miss you. Ronnie Dean, please, we'll miss you. Ronnie Dean, we'll miss you. We'll miss you. We'll miss you. You guys rock. Ronnie Dean. Later, man.
All right, yeah, Ronnie B is no longer on the program. He is leaving.
Wow.
New co-host, Pam B.
Someone wrote a song.
I
would like to make an announcement. I apologize for the use of the African-American slang word before.
Oh, God, don't start apologizing. That's the whole apology.
It was supposed to be a joke, and it failed.
Just Just go with it. Don't apologize.
You're stealing Michael Richards' bits.
You're stealing his bit.
You're stealing his bit.
I kind of am.
Yeah. Look, he's even acting like him right now. All subdued.
There is.
Say this. Are you going to go on Jesse Jackson?
Afro-American.
Yeah, I was just waiting on this.
Afro-American.
I did not mean to insult the Afro-Americans.
The most bizarre thing about it is that you're not a racist.
I am indeed not a racist. Mm-hmm. I am not a racist, and mm-hmm. I did not intend to harm any Afros or Latinos or whites or
Chinamen.
Or maybe the Asians a little bit.
Yeah, the gooks.
Oh. What? Now you're going to have to do apologies.
Oh, shit. What? I love my Asian friends. I love Asian porn. Come on, I'm clear.
Here is Guy Schwartz from Texas.
Hey, y'all, this is Guy Schwartz, a musician from Texas. I downloaded a bunch of podcasts to drive across country and listen to, and I enjoy what you're doing. Heard you say that you're under the impression that only your friends listen and the people that are on your chat board probably never be on, but I'm enjoying it.
Wow.
And I'll keep listening. MySpace.com/newjackhippy. Thanks.
He just plugged him so his mic.
He gave us a compliment, then plug.
Yeah.
Wow. He sucked us into a plug, which is fine. I don't care. Guy Schwartz, Texas.
But that's kind of, he brings up kind of an interesting point there because, you know, I always feel like, oh, whoever, if there's anyone who pays attention to us is on the message board.
Uh-huh.
But he's making it clear that, you know, listen, you know, not everyone has time for message boards, but they still listen to the show, you know, in their daily lives. So there are people out there that listen to the show that aren't frequenting the message board. That's kind of cool.
The chat board.
The chat board. Yes, as he put it, the chat board. But he threw a plug to his MySpace. Is that what the world's come to now? Plugging your MySpace page?
I love it.
Everybody wants to be a celebrity.
Pam, what's your MySpace page?
I just got a new one.
Oh, you don't want to give it out?
No, I will.
Oh,
I'm going to plug myself right now.
Oh.
Holy shit, let me get the camera going. Hold on.
I'd like to see that.
By the way, she did not blink when she said that.
Wow. She's a goer.
Big nice. D.
Hey, guys. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky again. I'm about 5 years deep. 5 beers deep.
Five deep.
Five deep.
About 35 beers in dog beers.
Nice.
By the way, that is a great reference because that's something Kev said in a car on the way to California with his buddy.
Right.
We didn't even hear Fat Kev say that in real life. It's genius, though. Dog beers.
I'm going to tell you guys, I got a great idea for you. You've got to get Fat Kev off the fucking Miller Lite commercial doing the man law.
Man law, dude. Coors Light is the best.
Get for a Miller Lite commercial.
Fat Kev says man laws for Miller Lite commercials should be all about Coors Lights.
Fat Kev says man laws are gay. They are gay.
Yeah.
Man law.
Fat Kev says the man law is everyone should be triathlete.
Coors Lights. By the way, I'll see Fat Kev on Wednesday.
Mm. Wow. Can you get him to do some drunk calls, please?
I'm sure we're doing some. We're going to like some VIP like club thing on Friday, I think.
And thanks again for inviting me. Just wanted to say
by the way, weren't invited. Kidding, asshole.
There you go.
Anyway, freestyling rapper.
Pam, we're going to park and ride tonight.
That's my deal. Go to another park and ride.
You're
going
to be in Arizona, little boy.
Shit.
Let the men take over.
Kidding.
Oh, look
you
at you.
Came.
What's that in here? Backpedaling?
Yeah. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, Rock, I'll blow you after the show.
Sweet.
Make it up to me.
I knew.
Yo, these motherfuckers want to drunk dabble shit. Motherfuckers like them get off my chin because these kids ain't fucking with the real. Motherfuckers like them should be serial for real. Dude, I'm a white boy from the burn, but these motherfuckers shit sound absurd. I be rocking to the mic left and right. Motherfuckers like me, you just ain't leaving right. Messages on this fucking line. Motherfuckers like you, you should try me one time. Drunk babble, that's how we do. Motherfuckers like me represent my crew. everyday DPG all day. Motherfuckers like you just the same way. Walking around, talking shit, doing your thing. Drunk motherfuckers trying to fuck your thing. Dude, you fucking with the real drunk babble shit. This is how we do our deal. I've been drinking all night, that's for real. Drinking Heineken, still I pull my steel. And saying, motherfuckers, what you want to do? Motherfuckers like me don't fuck with my crew. Come on, man, you're doing the real. Motherfuckers like you do drunk babble. Drunk babble, man. Drunk babble, man. Drunk babble, man. Drunk babble, man. Peace.
All right, so there's a what, his name is Drunk Babble Man?
I think so.
Little drunk babble going on.
All right, he was freestyling.
He was white, right?
I don't know.
I think he is because he said absurd.
Right.
What are you trying to say there?
Rocket's being racist again.
No, I'm just saying, you
my
know,
vote's on white.
The brothers don't flow with words like absurd.
Mm. Right.
They don't flow. They're not dropping beats with the word absurd.
They say words like holla.
Yeah. They don't need to know big words.
I didn't say that.
Go ahead and dig that hole, Pam.
Yeah.
Dig it.
Ooh, can I come in there with you?
Phoenix Titan Blade.
Oh, it's your buddy.
What up? It's your boy. figured get some talking. I got a new bit for the show.
Great.
Who
need
can
one.
Do the best impression of either someone who's been on the show, i.e. Scott Osacek or Josh Gogan. Start things off.
Wait, can you pause it real quick? Listen to him carefully. He said Scott Osacek. He sounds like a young Scott Osacek. He sounds like an adolescent Scott Osacek. Listen to the way he talks and things like that.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like a young Scott Osacek.
The only people that would get that impression are you and I, Rock.
Why? No one knows Scott Osacek? The world's famous Scott Osacek?
Not too many.
Of Rory Carr's drunk calls from when his wife Lauren was giving birth. Here goes nothing. Hey guys, it's Rory.
That's pretty good.
That's Josh. Bad.
Whatever. Phoenix Titan Blade from Washington, D.C., and I am lunaticradio.com, fuckers.
Word them up.
Rack them.
I smell promo. Hopefully this makes a show.
It did.
Peace.
Yeah, by the way, I want those I am lunaticradio.com promos. Good stuff. Call in the Drunk Call hotline and say, hey, this is so-and-so from here, and I am lunaticradio.com.
Or I think a new one could be, you know, just call in and do Rocket is Hot.
No, let's not do that.
Oh. Why not?
All right, do whatever you want. I don't give a shit.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, listen, you know.
This is Jest Jim?
It's Dum Dum. That's how I call him. Dum Dum.
I don't even know. I'm trying to get
it's
this guy's
just
name.
It's Just Jim. It's technically Just Jim, but I prefer Dum Dum. Because watch. When he says his name, it sounds like Dum Dum.
I don't know.
It's Just
Kieran.
Jim.
What?
Just Jim from Gumbloth, Ohio. not a drunk call, but I just want to leave a message for you guys and all the other lunatic listeners. I've been catching up on a lot of the old shows, and I hear you talk a lot about other podcasts. I've been hearing a lot about Distorted View. That guy is from Tim Henson. He's like from here in Columbus, and I think just people need to know. Some people might find that show funny, but like that show is such a fucking ripoff of the show that we have at FM alternative rock station here in Columbus called CD101, 101.1 FM, CD101.com, if you can even listen live on the internet. But there's this guy, Brian Phillips, that does news from hell in the mornings from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and all Tim Henson does is rip that guy's material off. He gets it from the same sources, like the Smoking Gun that Brian Phillips does. And it's just a complete ripoff. He even rehashes the same stories, you know, like, and of course, he does it the day after Brian Phillips does it. But people ought to know, besides Tim Henson's voice is like the most nasally, annoying, effeminate thing on the planet, and the fucker is just, it's like chalk on a chalkboard. With me, that noise on the chalkboard, I can't take it. Not good at all. I can only hope to take that fucker's house from him someday.
Wow.
So anyway, got a tall boy in the bag and heading down to Cincinnati to take him home.
Okay.
I'll check back later.
Yeah, quite honestly, I don't know that show, Distorted View. Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Never I know they won. Didn't they win the comedy category?
Yeah, apparently. But according to Jest Jim, he totally rips off some dude from Ohio.
This dude, Jest Jim, as I was mentioning in the last segment, how he printed out a whole bunch of our logos and he's posting all over Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. He also went as bold as saying he enjoys us more than Stern and ONA. This dude has to be out of his mind.
What is he on, dude? He's on something.
How many things is he on?
Honestly.
Guy's got to be doing lines of coke and heroin simultaneously. Wow.
If I can clone that guy like 300 million times.
Yeah, yeah. That's it right there. That's the guy we have to clone. Rob, get on it.
Get on that, Rob.
Okay.
I'm sure you got some pills for that.
Something.
Yeah, just Jim.
Very cool.
What's up, fuckers? This is Just Jim.
Again.
J is in John. U is in Unicorn. S is in Sam. T is in Tim. Jim.
Fuck! I can't get this guy's name right. It's Just Jim?
Yes, Just.
Ugh.
Did you just say that?
And I'm still listening to lunaticradio.com, fuckers.
That's it?
He wanted you to get the name right, bitch.
Just Jim.
Or Jub Jub.
4 weeks I've been trying to get this fucking... Jub Jub. I called him Jeb Jim.
Jeb Jim.
Ugh.
It's Just Jim.
Pam, should I play our call?
Yeah, you should.
It's so pointless.
I want to bust in here real quick.
We got cut off.
Pam's having a little private conversation with Mark Anthony Ramirez right now.
He thinks it's you. Stop.
He thinks it's me? He thinks it's me? What are you saying?
Bad, naughty thing.
Oh, man. Did you tell him I want him?
Let's do the text.
Sweet.
I wonder who this is.
Print customer 5175 has sent you a text to landline message. Didn't hear a thing about Pambi. Being on Lunatic Radio this week and my cunt is dripping wet with sexiness. Lunatic Radio makes my wire wet.
Wire? My wire wet?
Goodbye and thank you for using text to landline.
My wire wet?
She is automated.
Oh, I get... Karen's like,
wetting those wires.
Wow.
Word them up.
That robot is hot.
She is. I like that. I was getting her wet just the
We thought. Don't know who that is.
That's nice.
It's the text to landline.
All right.
I got a hoe in that area code. I know all about it.
Does text to landline have a MySpace page? The text to landline's got to plug its MySpace page next time.
Are they looking for a long-term relationship?
She sounds like a whore.
Text to landline's trying to get something working with a fax machine.
Yeah.
The LKN Jedi.
Whoa!
Yo, like lunaticradio.fucking.com. This is fucking LKN Jedi rocking it out on a Saturday. Is it Saturday?
Woo!
Hey, dude, we're fucking rolling out in the fucking, what is this, a fucking...
Mini fucking Cooper.
Mini fucking Cooper rocking fucking Lake Norman like crazy. Lake Norman equals LKN Jedi, and I'm telling you right now, we're about to rock out some bitches, fucking going to a private party, gonna coke up, gonna smoke out, and fucking have a lot of fun.
Did he just
we're gonna call you back
up?
In about
I think he did.
20 minutes, and we will holler later.
Holler? Hold on.
What? He's gonna coke up?
Are we allowed to say, go for it? Or is that illegal?
No, I think he already did, though. So, it's kind of too late.
Oops.
Right? Oh, man. People on coke, they just talk too fast.
It's Lake Norman, though!
In the Cooper.
Yeah, this is the LKN Jedi, and we got all these people saying, LunaticRadio.com, bitch!
All two of them.
All two people!
It's him and a buddy. Not even two other people.
Not even a chick's voice.
Yeah,
really, we gotta get chicks involved in these group
LKN's a stud, what's the problem?
He's a good man!
How do you
hanging around? Yeah, really.
I think he's a stud. Seems like a stud.
Rob knows.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Huge cock.
I saw him at the at the stud convention last week. I was there. I'm actually the president.
Bow tie, nothing else.
Absolutely.
It's the way you roll.
Bow tie and black socks.
Nice.
Swinging dick.
Is that the uniform at the stud convention?
Yeah.
I would like to check that out.
Yes.
You two can go together.
Nothing.
preview the studs
right
before selecting.
Sure.
Very nice.
Would you like that, Pamby? Guy, just a bow tie, black socks.
Get a little preview, decide if it's worth my time.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. What kind of conversation are you having with Mark?
What do you mean?
I'm reading like one of these lines in the chat room. Kieran, can you read that one?
I can't see.
It says, Kieran wants me to suck his cock while Rocket fingers my gas factory, and Pamby takes
gas
pictures.
Factory.
And Pamby takes pictures of it while giving birth to a wallaby.
I'm not birthing anything. What the rest of you can get that on if you want.
What is he on?
A lot of hijinks going on in the chat room as we do the
holy shit.
I like to instigate.
I like him.
By the way, I'm seeing some girls like huge cans.
And it's Mark Anthony Ramirez, not me being the idiot as I did a couple weeks ago to call him Michael Anthony Ramirez.
Four times, though.
I was thinking of Van Halen.
You just screwed up what's her head, too.
Who?
Maria Shahada, when she was on the program, you called him Mike Anthony Ramirez.
Yes.
And Maria's like, yeah, Mike, yeah, he's great comic.
Yeah, she rolled with it.
Yeah. Right along with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was surprised she did. But
Are we such high rollers that they won't even correct us? They'll just roll with it?
No. They just didn't want to make you feel like an ass, Frank.
Well, no.
She was being cool.
That's not being cool.
No, it is.
That's digging me a deeper hole. If she
being nice is just overlooking it and pressing on. Being a dick is going, it's not fucking Mike, dude. It's Mark, you ass.
No, being like, no, I think you meant Mark. And I'm like, oh, you are right, Maria.
By the way, Maria Shahada, she has a little radio show today, I think.
Funny.
On the Cringe Humor Radio Network.
Yes.
And she's doing Win a Date with Maria Shahada.
Yes.
And you're going to enter, correct?
No.
Oh, and by the way, she left a MySpace comment asking Kieran, you know, I don't know, not directly asking, but saying she has no date for New Year's.
Sounds like a problem.
That's basically no response. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I don't pursue.
What are you talking? This is the problem right here. This is the problem.
No, please continue, Pam. No,
I know. Yes. We need a little aggressive behavior. Not crazy aggressive. Some motivation.
He doesn't even have to be aggressive. She left it open.
Yeah.
He could be like, I'm free.
Yeah, there's
two
no
words.
He was like, no this obligation. Just none. Have a good time.
Karen, what are you doing? New Year's Eve.
Rob spreading his legs.
Right. Fetal position.
Nothing but good times to be had.
Do you realize how much she just put herself on the list? She just basically said to you, what are you doing New Year's?
It's hard for girls to do that. You guys forget.
No, that's not what she said. She said, Kieran, do you want to me on New Year's? Is what she said.
Well, really? Then that could
I missed that one, Rob.
Wow. Nothing. You didn't even respond to her.
What am I supposed to? Wait, I didn't know she was meeting me.
My God.
All right, let's get something straight here.
How do you know she's not talking about you?
I think she mentioned your name, Kieran.
I hate being put on the spot.
Even on her show, she was.
Let's get something straight here.
I didn't see anything.
This is a fact. You are horrible in responding to people via email or MySpace or anything of the sort. You are the worst.
No, I'm not.
You have the communication skills online of a rock.
Thanks.
It's horrible.
Thank you, so online.
Do you realize nowadays I get email from people like, Kieran doesn't respond to me. I'm talking to Rocket now. Can you please?
Good.
Good. It's horrendous. God.
I respond to every email I get.
Wrong. Try again.
Except.
Rock just laughed at you. He just directly laughed at you.
He's not even standing by a microphone anymore.
No, he's still
laughing. He's laughing so loud.
At the chair. I want to see what's going on over here.
Seriously, though. Yeah, at least respond. I mean, come on. At least give her a fucking comment back. Be like, oh, you know, be a little flirtatious. You know, at least have a little fun with it. What the fuck? No loss whatsoever. You can't even conversate with somebody.
Converse.
I like conversate.
Yeah, it's better.
Shut up! Don't change the subject! Seriously.
Yes.
Relax with it.
I don't want
to. Stop. You're never going to, ever going to do it.
Am I wrong,
Pam?
Am I
wrong
for attacking him?
No, he needs a little oomph sometimes, I think.
He needs a lot of oomph.
A little push.
The only time he had oomph this whole year was getting that fucking Christmas tree sitting there.
I love my fucking Christmas tree.
Never so many conversations about a goddamn tree.
I like it.
Unbelievable.
You like my tree, Pam?
Did you have the tree?
No. I had to go out and get it.
I had to wait for Christmas.
You don't like my tree?
It's nice.
It's going to cry.
It's so pretty.
I have a Christmas tree in studio, everybody.
It's so lit up.
Right. Thanks. It's a Christmas tree. It's supposed to be lit up. It's more if lit it up. Wasn't lit up, it would just be a tree. It's
you don't have a star on top or an angel. Yeah. Or...
No, it's too small.
Let's call Maria.
It's only four.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if this is democracy. We're calling.
No, don't do that to me.
I think actually Chaos Chris would be kind of upset because I'll destroy his...
I didn't have a shot with Maria Mark Anthony Ramirez.
You might have.
These guys are just...
Why would she write that on the MySpace page? Seriously.
Because she doesn't want that dude. There's like a guy that listens to her show called The Flea Man, and apparently he's not attractive.
Flea Man!
Right, he should win. Right. The guy Rich Voss wanted him.
So funny.
Wait a minute, what's the story about Flea Man? I understand how this involves Maria. Explain this to me.
He's entered in that contest.
No, wait,
and everybody wants that him to win. Because whoever wins has to go on a date with Maria Shahada.
So wait, they're kind of fixing it because it'll be an awful date now?
Yeah.
They're not making it legitimate?
That's the way it should work.
Chris, that's not cool. It should be legitimate.
It's not a good radio bit if she goes out with a Brad Pitt type, not saying that like, well, fuck, I'm taking myself.
All right, listen, I'm going to quote her exactly as what she wrote on the MySpace
page.
Here we go.
Maria wrote, I need a date for New Year's Eve. Any suggestions?
God, Kieran, please.
Flea Man.
Yes. Stop.
Cousin Rob.
This is too much.
Cousin Rob.
This is too much.
I mean, come on.
What about just a suggestion? Maybe it won't work. It doesn't really matter. Give it a shot.
Just respond for it.
What's the worst she's going to say? No, you're too late. You waited too long.
Show some gumption. Let me say that in English.
Yeah. Say it again. Give it another shot.
A little gumption.
Show some gumption.
Why don't you get on a microphone so somebody can hear you?
Oh, these are loud enough. Show some gumption.
Thank
you. Some go-to-itness.
Mm-hmm.
Some go-getter.
Some gummy gumption.
Seriously. It's sad.
Can I go on to the final call now?
No! Shut up!
God. Come on!
We're not done!
We're dragging this show out again.
No, we're
there
not
is no dragging.
This is a legitimate issue.
We're discussing something very serious in your life that you're lacking, and that is the
female
game.
Companionship.
What if
game?
My mind is not going in that direction?
But you could at least just respond to it, even via.
What if my mind's going in another direction?
What, anally raping her?
Why can't you just practice dating a little? I think it would be good.
Just conversate
with
the girl. Yes. I think he likes her because when I just offered to call, he's like, no.
And she's
Brock
tiny.
Is so off. Honestly, he's so off. He couldn't be farther from the truth.
Is she attractive?
No, I'm saying your opinion.
Is she attractive?
Oh yeah, of course she is.
Do you think she's a good conversation?
I think she's funny. I like her. She's great.
Okay, where's the downside?
There is none. I'm not admitting it now.
What? Do you have the AIDS?
Oh, God. Did she give me AIDS?
I have the clap.
My toe has the clap.
Sorry,
I knew it.
You're going to have a nice big toe.
Rob, what clears the clap up?
That's a good question.
Not penicillin?
No.
Seems like the fixer before.
Look, Mark Anthony.
Yes, I know.
He's good friends with her because they're both on the circuit in New York. Tell Kieran to stop being a fag and bang Maria already. She is being obvious. And Mark, it's Kieran, not Kiernan. That's a crazy clown thing. Come on. All right, we're done with this. I think we definitely
got
the point.
Kieran's beyond hope.
Maybe she has something really fun to do on New Year's, too. What have you got to do?
Maybe something really fun too.
Well, maybe her thing will.
He's gonna go hang out in a
maybe not.
He's gonna go hang out in a jacuzzi with a married couple.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Oh,
that's the way I work it.
Here we go.
Wow,
that fucking jacuzzi, man. I'm telling
you. And then the married couple goes. You know,
I think Cousin Rob should enter that contest.
Enter the Maria Shahada.
Is it called the Shahada Show? The Shahada Show.
Yeah,
it's on Wednesday nights on Cringe Humor Radio.
Okay.
And you should, yeah, I think you have to write an essay, like a 500-word essay.
What? Does this work?
Yeah, there's work.
Fuck that.
Everybody
fuck
write that. One.
Let's
sign
Flea Man win.
Don't even, I'm editing that out of the show.
Wait, what was that?
If you start it.
No, what was that?
Don't you start.
Oh, but I know.
They have to start.
Your listeners are smart.
What was it?
They know how to push you into something.
Ooh. boy.
They're gonna.
Now we're getting dirty.
Riding dirty.
Wait, Pam, continue, please.
What do you got there, Ken? Come on.
Yeah.
No, don't say it again.
What is going on?
I'm gonna start it. I'm gonna start the first essay.
Rob, they are having these rendezvous, signed. These two.
I'm lost. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Rendezvous.
So then I'm gonna write one for you.
I'd love a date with Maria. Are you kidding me?
Nice.
Fuck it.
Then
suggestion.
Can I go?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you need the three-way to be satisfied. You are a sad individual. You will never get a three-way.
I love Maria.
Oh.
I mean,
whoa.
Let me finish, you shitheads.
Ease up.
I think she's a great girl.
I think we're calling her.
I think you should relax.
She is not a great girl is like saying nice guy, I think.
What's wrong with saying nice guy?
They don't like it. They guys, don't like it.
I like being called a nice guy.
No, you guys don't.
Mark,
you are. You're a fucking nice guy. You're right. Does that feel good?
Not really.
Mark's going to get to listen to this show because there is some good stuff in it.
I'm fucking lost.
No, you're not.
Help
you're
me.
You're not lost.
Help me.
She's a good girl.
I know, but I think
she's a hot woman.
It's better for her show if some like
she's Egyptian.
Kieran, this is like being in the desert and walking up to a McDonald's.
Is this an Egyptian reference?
Actually, now I see where you're going. And walking up to a McDonald's and going, I feel like Burger King today.
Right. Right. Wow. Right. You're in a desert and you finally hit a McDonald's.
Right there.
And you're like, you know, I want Burger King. I'm going to wait for the next fast food restaurant. Interesting, Rob.
They might not.
Could have just
poured
water and said, "I want you know."
What if my heart wouldn't be into it because
it's a date?
Right.
It's a date.
Yes. See, and she's like,
why do you have answers for everything?
Because this is like simple shit.
You are thinking so hard.
This isn't like advanced calculus here. You're an idiot. Thank you.
Yeah.
Relax over there, fucking Einstein.
I'm an artist. I don't do numbers.
Sweet.
So, you know, it's just like the same thing with you.
All right, can we finally do Witness?
Oh, yeah, Witness. Okay.
Yo, this is the Elkan Jedi.
Fuck you.
Sorry, I mean, not fuck you.
Oh, he's got Neville listening again.
I know. I was saying fuck you to myself because I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, well.
Yo, it's the Witness from Columbus, Ohio. Listening to last week's show, I caught you a bit on the history. They're learning something from Lunatic Radio.
Oh, so this is when they teach us something? This is like a new bit the listeners love to do.
I think what you guys can do is you can apply for maybe an education grant, maybe, you know, get some money out of that. So I'm going to read you the Treaty of Zara from Wikipedia. The Treaty of Zara was the peace treaty signed in Zara, Croatia in 1358, in which the Venetian Republic lost influence over its Dalmatian holdings. The treaty was signed in the Church of St. Francis. Based on the terms of this agreement, the Ragusa region and the Zara region came under the rule of the Hungarian-Croatian crown, then ruled by Louis I. This treaty marks the rise of the Republic of Ragusa as an independent and successful.
You got a hard on?
Yo, I gotta bust in here. Sabrina's showing her buoys, and they are fantastic. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Always
Holy
happy.
Baba
fucking buoys.
Always happy when they're
Baba
back.
Unbelievable. I love when she goes on business trips.
Yes.
Because then she busts out her cam.
In the hotel. I always think about how she's in the hotel.
And she's got like the night vision, so it's like really like voyeuristic.
Hot.
Yes, we're going old school, talking about chat room picks.
The thing cannot be said for Zara, since it was later sold back to Venice by Ladislaus of Naples. Don't know who any of those fucking people are. Don't give a shit what they're doing. Don't fucking care. Just trying to help the show out, looking out for it, trying to make you a little money.
Word them up, everybody. There's Witness from Columbus, Ohio, I believe. Good stuff, people. Drunk holes were good this week. I want to mention experiencedays.com. Experiencedays.com. It's a pretty cool site where you can purchase a package for somebody you want to and send them out on an experience rather than just giving them a gift. It's a pretty cool site, right, Ron?
Cool. Sure. Why not?
Getting them a package so they don't have to go anywhere. Go do something fun with that package.
Right.
Sounds like
a good adventure. Send them on like an experience. You can send them, for example, you can send them skydiving. You can send them on a cruise. You can send them in like in a jet. You can buy a package where you can go fly in a jet and do like a dogfight.
But do they do all like the legwork for you?
Yeah, they do all the legwork for you.
I see.
It's a pretty cool site. ExperienceDays.com.
Would you ever jump out of a plane parachuting?
Parachute?
No, with a parachute.
I do it without a parachute. I'm planning on it, actually.
Yeah. After certain people hear this show.
Yes.
Just call it a life.
Okay.
No, would you have
him? Eric Logan's sitting in his office going, cross that one off.
Actually, it's on page 33, though. Would it be on the front page?
No more Ronnie Beans. What's his number?
And, yeah, right. Josh and Rory could work out.
I know there's talent there somewhere, but it's not the person talking in the microphone. Chick.
Suddenly this Stan and Sam thing seems like a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Bastards.
Oh, shit.
Pest radio, right? They have a pest radio coming out. Right, Rob?
Yeah.
What is that about?
I have no idea.
They let the listeners have a radio show? I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah, so experiencedays.com. Log on to experiencedays.com and buy somebody an experience for a day.
So you just plugged something that A, we're not getting anything from, and B, we didn't really talk about.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's great.
Have you used it before?
You should check it out. I'll bring it up on next week's show as well.
What if it's a front?
Check it out.
There's going to be a
front
test
for what?
Next week.
Terrorism?
Sure.
You don't know. Shut up.
Way to go. By plugging that, the terrorists win. Way to go.
We're all doomed.
I am going to give somebody a jacking experience.
You can go skydiving, parasailing.
See, I love it because I want experiences. I think we could spin it.
Yeah, like a date?
Blowjob experience? Come on.
Yeah, contact me. Like, can I experience a date?
There's no front to this. You go parasailing, skydiving, rock climbing, suicide bombing.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You can do all sorts of stuff.
I can't believe you.
ExperienceDays.com. He's a buddy of mine. He wanted me to mention it. I'm doing him a favor.
Why'd you say that?
Well, why you gotta bust me up?
Say it immediately. Unless you're lying.
When
right
do
now.
I ever bring something up on the show completely random?
Every week? Excuse me.
Not a plug, you schmuck.
This is someone you know?
Yes!
So why'd you say that?
Because I was gonna do it a plug and try to.
Why'd you take 5 minutes to get to the point?
Hmm?
Why did it take 5 minutes to get... I asked you a fair question.
Represent your peeps.
Come on, guys.
That was a good plug for them. I'll do it again next week.
Yeah, do it next time and do it a little bit better. I love you, Kieran.
All right.
I do.
Ouch.
Let's get...
Oh, he's gonna cry.
Hottie of the week time, everybody.
I'll hug Pam.
It's Mooney.
Give him a hug.
All right. You want a hug?
On his
look at the
climb.
That's
on.
A man hug. That's
all
nice.
Right. Pick a chick from Old Entertainment, Deem or Hottie of the Week. Pointless segment, do it every week. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of chicken, reason why we'll read them on the air. If not, fuck it, don't do it. Custom Rob, your Hottie of the Week.
Shit. Come back to me. I didn't take it
again. Rocket, your Hottie of the Week.
I'm taking all the chicks from the Miso Horny DVD.
Very nice.
A bunch of Asian sluts.
How are you?
What about me?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Pam because she drove out here.
Huh?
I'm going to go with Pam because she drove out here.
Oh, shut up.
You should have won Maria.
I know. God damn.
I'll go with Maria.
They'll never learn.
There you go.
There you go.
Look at Rob. Rob moving
nice.
In.
Nice.
Rob was drafted.
You're going Maria?
And in the final lap, he's going to pass you. He was drafted.
I'm going
already.
With Maria, too.
Everyone's winning. Kieran's sitting home, sucking his thumb, crying.
Sweating over here.
Another New Year's down the tubes.
I want to thank Violet Blue for coming on the program.
Yes, thank you, Violet.
XXX.violetblue.org.
If it wasn't for Violet, Kieran would have turned it into a 15-minute conversation.
I want to thank Cousin Rob for coming down.
Thank you.
Yes, Robert!
Funny guy.
I will never make it anywhere. Thank you.
And I want to thank Pamby, the lovely Pamby, for joining us in studio.
For me putting
I hope we didn't scare you.
No. Yeah, you did.
And we'll be back next week in studio. Patrick from cringehumor.net, I believe. And that's it.
Oh, I need to I have a request to listeners. I want chili cheese Fritos. I can't find them anywhere.
eBay.
Maybe on eBay. That's an idea.
They have crystal clear Pepsi on eBay.
No way.
Yes. Way.
Oh, I want it.
I want a request. I wish.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know.
Well, next time I'll make. Next week I'll do it.
Fine. Okay. Think of a good one.
This is the new look CEO because I just can't get things done myself. I need help. So I need the listeners to help me. And I can't find these chili cheese Fritos. Last time I had it was when we were in California.
Are you sure it's not going to aggravate your IBS?
My IBS.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
No, it's the chicks that have the IBS.
They gave it to you, didn't they?
I hope my toe doesn't have IBS now.
Rob's doing shit.
Didn't get that. You know?
All right. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, and we'll see you later. I have nothing else to say.
You are just...
Yeah, I'm out. I'm
nothing,
flustered.
Nothing.
Flustered. Let's wrap it up, guys. Did you guys have fun?
Have Pam say goodbye.
Good
yeah,
time.
Pam, sure. End the show.
Pam, it's
and,
all you.
End show. Done. What? These boys will definitely be back next Monday.
Okay, say goodbye. Bye bye!
Good night.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.